What's wrong, man?
Oh, man, it just gets me.
Rock hard!
It's on. What do you do? What's wrong? Taylor, 22 months of subs. The last show we did, she subbed. That's how long it's been since we did a show. What are you doing?
The fan's on all the stuff, bro.
You couldn't have checked this before I went live?
I don't know what I'm doing with my life. Okay?
How you doing?
I'm great.
Yeah, are you great?
I feel tall.
All right, let me get some things out of the way here at the beginning. First of all, hello, we're back. It's Seth and Colby Show. I'm Seth, he's Colby. It's 2020. Oh, we haven't done a show in this decade.
It's true.
It's true.
It's honest.
It's true.
Uh-huh.
Number two thing I want to talk about, very important. Taylor just wrote Nevermind. Number three thing I want to talk about. Thank you, Zor, for the raid. I'm sure everyone that he raided is gone. Let me tell you, those people, they're not here to listen to us anymore, but that was the right decision. If you're still here, sorry.
It's a poor life decision.
It's a bad life decision.
Yeah.
It's a bad life decision.
Or is it good?
Yeah.
I.
No, it's bad.
Sometimes it's good. Sometimes it's really bad.
It's bad.
It's bad, okay.
Okay, I needed to look at you in the face. All right, okay, all right, okay, all right, okay. Sam, resubbed 19 months. He said, I missed you, Colby.
I missed you too, bro.
He's lying.
I'm not.
Taylor subbed for 22 months with Twitch Prime. So thank you very much for all your subs, especially the crazy people like Sam who have not canceled their credit cards and still pay for it, even though we literally didn't give you one drop of content. Your mic died again.
Why?
I don't know. It's dead.
What?
It's dead. No more show. You think maybe I should change ports?
There it goes again!
Don't move!
No, it's something with the mic.
No, it's not, because we changed mics, remember?
Well, yeah.
And we changed chords, remember?
I don't know.
Let's try this one.
You think it's the chord?
No, we changed chords.
Uh-huh.
Here. Pot it up, and speak.
I am here, right? Is that me?
Oh, I don't have my headphones on.
I'm on. So,
okay.
Yeah, I can hear me.
Maybe that channel's bad. But yeah, we've changed mics, we've changed cords, so let's change channels. See if that works, dude. It might be it. I don't think it's on.
It's on.
Okay, it's on. All right.
I think the gain's a little bit lower, but that's bad. I just have to perfect
after dark.
The mic technique.
Look, well, first of all, thank you, Sam. That's very nice. Okay, I appreciate that, man, but it's $60 a year. Don't you jip me on that 10 extra dollars. Okay, but thank you. Also, your hair does look really nice. Like, no joke. Looks really good, man.
I haven't cut it in a month.
Wow, that new channel sounds really good.
I know, Ryan.
What's going on, man?
Deep down in the bass territory.
I mean, your equalizer is the exact same as your other one.
It's wow. All the sickness, man. It's all with the phlegm in the throat and the blah, blah, blah.
Okay, man. All right, well, it's good to see you, dude.
Yeah,
it's good
you
to
too,
see
you, bro. It's been too
Minus
lovely.
Has changed jobs since we last saw him. Acid no longer has a job since we last saw him.
Perfect.
I don't really know anything that's changed in Zor's life since we saw him last. I don't think anything.
I got some changes.
You know what we got to talk about tonight?
A lot of stuff.
We got to talk about your vacation.
Yep.
Your tour of B-Land.
Yep.
That's what they call it, right?
B-Land, yep.
B-Land.
You nailed it.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The town of the Celtics.
Yep.
The Bruins.
That is correct.
The Patriots.
Sorry, I got some shit in my throat. Yes, the Patriots. Anybody else?
And the Yankees.
Not them.
Oh, sorry. The White Sox.
Close.
The Dodgers.
Farther away.
The Cardinals.
Nope.
Patriots.
Said that one.
The Dolphins.
No.
Hold on, I'm gonna get it.
Okay.
Blue Sox.
You were close with Cardinals.
Blue Jays.
Not the bird. The
Mariners.
Color. The color.
Oilers.
Sound it out.
Boston. Bobby. The Boston Bobbies. Knew it, dude. The Bears. The Boston Bears. That's it, dude. Thank you for helping me, man. Appreciate that. Appreciate that. Hey, Cameron, by the way, hi. How are you? And Sam wants to talk about Trump starting World War III. Look, World War III already happened. It's over.
Yep.
Okay, crisis averted. Okay? It's fine. We know that World War III is come and gone while we were on vacation.
It was a quick one.
It was.
Iran was beautiful.
That already happened, dude.
The draft was super fun.
It's not the Texans, Sam. Boston is in Maryland. Would you calm down? Okay, I know things. All right, relax.
Geography, it's
yeah,
a thing.
Dude. Yeah, but we got to talk about that. Do you want to talk about Star Wars?
Yeah.
Here's what happened. I did not see it. I will never see it. I don't care at all.
Well, yeah, but it's not. It's here, you don't watch it because you care.
No.
You watch it to see the travesty of what it's
no.
become.
Here's what it is to me, man. All right, I have solved Star Wars. We can get into it. We should get into it later because honestly, I don't think anyone cares anymore. To be honest,
yeah, I think it came and went.
Yeah,
they
cared very little when it was zeitgeist, and now we're 3 weeks late. But I will sum it up like this: I have figured out why I don't like Star Wars. It is because I don't like anything to do with Skywalker. If it's not anything to do with them, I'm into it.
Yeah.
Mandalorian, I'm sure you finished it by now, right? Great.
Yep.
Great show. Okay? Mm-hmm. The Jedi Fallen Order game, great. Apparently, everyone tells me the cartoons, great. You know what all those things have? No Luke Skywalker, no Leia, no Han, no Kylo Ren.
They got a lot of Anakin, though.
Yeah, but he's not the real Anakin. Okay? So I'm done with it.
People like that Anakin better than the ones in the movies.
Well, that doesn't mean anything to me. That's like saying I would rather have a solid bowel movement than diarrhea. Okay? Yes. Would I prefer that? Actually, no, because I think it's easier to wipe with diarrhea. Because sometimes when you have a hard poop, you just keep wiping. It just keeps coming, and it really wastes toilet paper and wastes
time.
You're
not wrong.
It's like, why is it still in there, but it won't come out?
Sadly, not wrong.
It's very difficult.
He's not ready for that.
Okay?
To devolve to that conversation.
So that's what Star Wars is. It's the poop on my toilet paper that I can't get to stop coming out.
Or the Skywalkers, you mean?
Yes. The Star Wars itself is it. Also, I have figured out that Star Wars is terribly mismanaged. I know this is going to be a shocker to you. And I have proof now. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Where's the Baby Yoda merch? I was walking through Target yesterday. Mm-hmm. You know, or not yesterday, but a couple days ago. You know what I saw?
Hmm.
Pop figures for the Mandalorian. Pop figures for the guy that the I Have Spoken guy. No, what's his name? No one knows. We don't care. Okay? It's because no one knows. Starts with a K. It's like Cruella or something like that. Pop figure.
Krell?
Let's go with that. There, it's that. It's Quill. It's Quill with a U in it.
Quill?
Peter Quill, I think is his name.
Probably.
All right? They have pop figures for the robot. No Baby Yoda pop. Posters in there for kids. Flipping through a My Little Pony. Jojo Siwa. Ninja. Mandalorian poster. The girl's on it. The Mando's on it. The robot's on it. Peter Quill's on it. You know who's not? Baby Yoda. How is the marketing machine that is Disney not go Baby Yoda's the moneymaker? You know how? It's because Kathleen Kennedy and her band of jokers don't know anything about anything that's good. There was a room full of white people looking at that and goes, I think the robot's marketable. And then that's what they went with. And Bob Iger's in his office throwing over his antique cedar desks because he's so mad about the money lost. You know when the Baby Yoda pop comes out? May! May! I'm mad! And I don't even own Disney! I'd burn Mickey Mouse to prove a point. But Kathleen Kennedy's dumb thick head probably wouldn't even realize what the point was. Get her out! Get her out!
She's gone at the beginning of 2021.
That's too long!
I think her contract's up.
But anyway, so that's the problem with Star Wars. I figured it out. It's all her.
And she said that she's going to leave accomplished because what her job was...
Of course she did.
...when she came on was to conclude the Skywalker saga.
Yeah, she didn't say well.
No, she didn't.
She didn't say well. You know what her accomplishment is? Hmm. Getting in her Mercedes-Benz, driving to the bank, and cashing big old Lucas check. And then driving to her home.
I think her biggest accomplishment is actually making people hate Star Wars.
I don't know.
Like, man. It was Star Wars.
You do know Disney doesn't have the merchandise. No, Sam, Disney has the merchandise. It's like probably the number one reason they bought the property.
Yep.
Is for the merchandise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw the article where they didn't know that Baby Yoda was going to be as big of a hit as it was. Are you fucking joking?
Are you kidding me? How's that possible? Star Wars merch is owned by another company. Sam, you're living in the past. What you're thinking of is 20th Century Fox didn't own the marketing. George Lucas did. But then Disney bought George Lucas. And then they bought 20th Century Fox. So you're kind of right.
Either way, they got everything now. So
toe-to-toe on Disney, dude. I will come back for you. Hey, Taylor, you like this? Hey, zoom in, would you, dude? Can you zoom in on my foot, please, for Taylor?
It won't focus.
There it is.
Oh, look at that. Look at the depth of field. Oh, God, look at it.
Appreciate that help. Appreciate that, man. That was really high quality.
That was pretty good.
Yeah. It's really good. But anyway, so that's Star Wars. You want to give a review?
It was bad.
Okay.
It was really bad.
Okay.
Like, everything you read in the leaks is true.
Mm-hmm.
Most
people, honestly, that went and saw it said it was a satisfying conclusion.
That's idiotic. That is so dumb.
I can't tell you how many people came into my chat and said it was a satisfying conclusion.
No.
Almost every Star Wars fan said it.
Okay. So, let me just start it off.
Okay.
My major thing. One thing, and just to just go with the plot of the movie before I start picking it apart for shits and gigs. Palpatine's plot.
Did you just say gigs?
Shits and gigs.
You couldn't finish giggles.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, man. That's cool.
What? I can't breathe whenever I want.
Just it's fine.
Okay.
You breathe all you want.
I like to breathe.
Sad.
The fan.
Maybe. Yeah, see? Taylor says Jessica loved it. I'm telling you, most of the Star Wars fans out there loved it.
It makes no sense. So, Palpatine's whole plan at the end is for Rey, because she is a fucking Palpatine.
Uh-huh.
No spoiler warning, you don't need one because
who cares?
This movie's ass.
It's too late anyway. It's been months.
Yes. His whole plan is for her to kill him.
Mm-hmm.
So then he can then inhabit her body.
Right, because of the rage thing, the Sith thing.
The Sith?
Yeah, that's how the Sith work.
Thing.
Yeah, that's why Anakin had to Dooku, chop his head.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Anyways, so what happens at the end of the movie? She fucking kills him.
Yeah.
And they play the music where it's all like, oh, she beat the bad guy, but really the bad guy just fucking won. Like, Rey is now Palpatine.
Okay. But she's not.
He is now Sheev Palpatine.
But she's not, though.
But she should be.
She's about to
start. By the own fucking movie's plot, she should be.
But she's about to start the Rey Public.
Oh, God.
I've been holding that one in a long time. Wow. Yeah, the new Rey Public, man.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Okay, can we also talk about the fact that Poe and Finn don't do shit at all? Like, their characters were completely pointless.
Well, everyone yelled about their characters in the last movie, so I don't blame J.J. Abrams for just saying forget it.
They're so bad.
Yeah.
One great thing is that the Rose character is just completely washed away.
So she's
gone
too.
They do nothing. She has, like, two lines.
How bad's the Leia CGI?
The CGI's not bad, but the use of Leia in the movie is horrible.
Lots of hugging?
There's, like, four lines she says.
Okay.
And you can clearly tell that they were meant for another piece of dialogue.
Right, then they wrote around it?
Yes.
Okay.
And then, not only that, but any other lines, because she plays a big fucking part in this movie,
sure.
Don't know if you know, but any other lines that she needed to say as the character that they didn't have because she dead.
Yeah, she's dead.
They just had other characters talk for Leia.
Okay.
They just read Leia's mind and was like, Leia, like, one scene in specific, fucking, she has to, like, go mind meld with Kylo to prevent him from killing Rey at a certain point in time.
Wait, Leia mind melds?
Leia does.
Okay.
And so she walks away saying nothing from Maz Kanata, and then she's like, she's talking to a fucking droid or some shit like that, Maz is, and she's like,
it's okay, droid. Leia knows what she has to do. She has to communicate with her son. And she knows it will take all of the power she has left.
Yeah, but she's dead, so, like, what do you want him to do?
Maybe not use her!
Well, I mean...
Maybe just say she died off-screen! Put the movie a few years in the future! I don't care, just not that. Oh, not literally read a character's dialogue through another character.
Acid, what did you think of the movie? Acid saw it, too, so they went, I think, before you did. What about Han showing up, man? Blow your mind?
I just feel bad for him.
For who? Harrison?
I don't, because he got paid out
the
ass.
Oh, yes.
But I do for being in that and them having to drag his fucking character back again.
Well, he's got to say goodbye, man.
It's so bad. I liked...
Hey, Ray, I got
like,
something
literally,
to tell you.
Okay, one, I was...
Is she quoting the movie right now?
Oh, yeah. So there's a point in time where Finn...
He did die. He's back as a ghost or something, I guess. How's he back?
He's in Kylo's memory. So he's not a Force ghost, but he's in Kylo's memory. And he is the changing, like, thing that breaks in Kylo's mind to be like, oh, maybe I should be good now. Like, him, Kylo, forgiving himself in his brain with his own memories is how he's like, I'm redeemed.
You still... You
I thought it should have been Luke.
Can you still not believe...
Luke should have came back as a Force ghost in that moment.
Why, I don't want to see
so
it.
So much better. It would have been so much better. Because in The Last Jedi, Luke's like, see you around, kid. And then the fucking line Harrison Ford says, first one, is, hey, kid. I was like, oh, shit! It's fucking Luke! And then there's Han Solo. And I'm like, what is this nonsense? I thought it was deleted scenes from The Force Awakens. I didn't think he came back.
Came back, man.
Fucking came back. I'm gonna have a heart attack.
Well, you would ask her about the only people I have that like don't that didn't like it. So,
I was drinking throughout the entire fucking movie. I went pee 4 times and didn't miss a fucking thing.
I didn't see it. I didn't miss anything.
Didn't care at all.
I don't need to see it.
There was not one part in that movie I liked.
Was the Emperor good though? Come on, man. Papa.
Not really. No. Because they made him look even worse than he did.
How is that possible?
Like he's blind now. No. He's missing bits of his fingers.
Why?
Like a knuckle or two on everything.
Why is the Force so inconsistent?
I don't know. They also
like,
don't explain how he came
back. Like,
aren't there
blind Jedi? And robot hands?
Yeah.
And the Force and technology fixes all
so,
those things?
Without any description.
I guess Papa Palpy can't go to a Radio Shack.
Without any fucking description from the movie itself. No lines of dialogue or anything like that. No exposition in the movie. Just assuming he's, like, inhibiting, like, he's inhabiting his corpse.
But isn't he a clone?
Through a Force ghost.
Oh.
But which does not make sense because his corpse disintegrated in the Death Star.
Why wouldn't he inhabit someone... Like Poe.
Or, I don't know, maybe like Snoke.
Or Leia.
Because apparently he cloned Snoke. I don't know if that was in your leaks or not. But yeah, there's a whole bunch of just fucked up Snoke clones at the beginning of the scene where Kylo meets Palpy.
So is Palpatine... Is he the reason the First Order became a thing?
So says this movie. Yeah.
Okay, so he's the puppet master.
Yep.
Okay.
Throughout the entire thing.
And so... Why couldn't he just be Snoke?
Technically, he was.
Yeah, but he wasn't, though. Like, why did we have to have a Snoke? Why couldn't it just be the Emperor again?
Because they didn't plan this.
How do they not plan a trilogy?
Because they're idiots, man.
That doesn't make any sense.
Because they're fucking idiots.
Pass. I'm never going to watch it. I just don't care.
Dude, no. There were so many middle fingers to Rian Johnson in this movie.
Well, yeah, it's because all the fans
so
hated it.
So many. Well, and J.J. apparently didn't like it either, and Disney was like, yeah, that's fine, keep that in there.
I think J.J. just wanted money. I think Bob Iger just wanted it done.
Like, okay, so Rey's fighting Kylo in the middle of the movie.
Uh-huh.
And then Leia dies.
Okay.
And then that, like...
Did you clap?
No.
Did anyone in your theater laugh when they kissed?
I don't think so. I saw it in a small theater.
Oh, okay. So Leia dies.
Leia dies. Rey then... Kylo pauses, drops his lightsaber from, like, the shock or something like that. So Rey...
He stabbed his father, by the way.
Yeah. Okay. Rey grabs his lightsaber, stabs him in the gut.
Okay.
It hard stabs him in the gut.
Okay.
Where was I going with
this? By the way, which killed Qui-Gon Jinn? Exact wound.
Shit, where was I going with this?
I don't know. Was Anakin in the movie?
No. Well, his voice was.
Was it actually Hayden Christensen?
No, you want to know why they apparently didn't have the fucking actual Force ghosts of all the
why?
Jedi? Because China doesn't like ghosts. They apparently shot the scenes with fucking Ewan McGregor, Hayden Christensen. I don't know if Liam Neeson came back or not.
Ew,
they shot the scenes.
Oh my God.
Then they just cut it out because China doesn't like ghosts. But that could have also just been a fucking right-wing political thing I heard.
Ghosts are scary, man.
Because Luke is in the movie as a Force ghost.
Uh-huh.
So why
Yoda shows up.
Why would they do it there? And
maybe they just wanted to limit
not later.
It, man.
I don't know.
Overkill, you know. Too many ghosts.
Oh, yeah. No, hold on. I know where I was going.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Rey stabs Kylo. First dumb thing. She can Force heal people now.
Okay, so why didn't she...
So maybe the leaks weren't entirely correct, because you thought, like, Kylo died, but then he comes back later?
No, I knew that, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you know the Force healing thing?
Well, I knew he gets healed, and then he dies anyway.
Okay. Yes, that does happen.
Yeah.
But yeah, Rey just has the power to just, like, touch you and heal a lightsaber wound through you.
And then she can't heal anyone else? Like, why can't Obi-Wan do that when Qui-Gon got stabbed?
Why couldn't Anakin do that to Padme?
Why couldn't Anakin do it to himself?
Good point.
Yeah.
Yeah, this movie breaks a lot of things.
Yeah, it sounds stupid.
Yeah.
It sounds horrible.
Anyway, so she stabs him, and then she's like, I would have taken your hand. I would have taken Ben's hand. Not Kylo's. And then she gets in his ship and fucking flies off to the Ahch-To motherfucking planet with all the porgs and shit.
Oh, nice. Were the porgs back? Sweet, dude.
There are two porgs.
Heck yeah, dude. You okay? Getting all worked up, you can't speak.
Throat's not ready for this amount of yelling.
Yeah. Try to contain it, dude. Be calm like me.
She goes to Ahch-To.
Uh-huh.
And then burns the ship she flew there in.
Why?
Because she is doing what Luke did. She is going into exile.
Okay.
And then...
Why?
No
one cares about her.
Because she's scared of being used for the dark side, is the reasoning they give.
So why didn't she kill herself?
That's what she should have done. Anyway, so she's burning
the
ship.
Carrie Fisher,
and she's
hot.
Like throwing like logs on the thing to make it burn because it doesn't have like fuel or
onto the ship?
Explodes, yeah.
Why can't she do force fire?
She does force lightning.
Okay, why did she do that to the ship? Right?
Should have done that. Anyway, so then she decides to throw the Luke Skywalker lightsaber into the fire-burning ship. And so she throws it, and then Luke is just like, whabam!
I've seen that in the trailer, man.
Yeah. You've seen that in the trailer? You've seen that in the trailer?
Yeah, I saw it in that trailer. It's in a trailer. We watched it on the show.
No,
I remember him going, whabam! I remember that. I remember him whabamming, dude.
No.
There's a hand whabamming, dude.
It's a different hand.
It might be, but who cares? The same
anyway,
shot.
So he grabs the lightsaber, and then he's looking at Rey, and he's like...
Does he have black hair,
Jedi's
or is he old?
A weapon needs to be treated with more respect.
He threw it over his shoulder.
That's the middle finger to Rian Johnson.
That's not a middle finger to Rian Johnson. That's a middle finger to their franchise continuity.
Yes,
that's
it
what it is.
It very much is.
Stupid.
It's really bad.
That's the worst movie I've never seen.
And it moves...
I will never watch it.
It moves so fast.
Good.
There's no slow
part to be over
in the whole movie.
Get rid of it. It's done. Get out. Get out.
Yeah. So I was very disappointed.
How was your vacation, man? Did you watch that on vacation or did you watch it before?
I did watch it in Lowell. I watched it in Lowell, Massachusetts.
Okay.
It was a really nice fucking theater, too.
I'm
it was
sure.
small, but it had like the reclining seats. They had a bar. It was like.
Is that the best part of the movie?
That was, yes.
Yeah.
I got like 5 beers and it all came out to about $40.
That's not bad, actually.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Really? I don't know. That's like a price of nachos.
That's a good point.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I mean, Colby went on a tour to see a whole bunch of family.
I did.
Here's what I know he did based on Instagram posts.
Okay.
Okay? He went to Fenway Park.
Did that.
It was cold.
It was cold.
He went to see Star Wars.
Did that.
He ran the Rocky Steps.
I did that.
That's all I know that he did. Is there anything else worth mentioning? Because it was mostly time with family, right?
Yes. Thursday was all Boston.
Okay.
With no family. It was just me and her.
Definitely,
what,
Sam. So much of it.
What the fuck did we do?
I don't know, man. I wasn't there.
We went to a place called,
Okay. Sal must have been fun, dude. Glad you had a good time.
Nathaniel Hall?
This was 2 weeks ago, dude.
I think it was Nathaniel Hall or something like that.
Okay.
It's basically just this big old building.
Okay.
Just with like one aisle, maybe 15 feet wide.
Okay.
Maybe. Just an aisle through this entire building.
Okay.
Walk all the way through it. And then on every single side are just little like...
sex rooms.
20 by 15 restaurants.
Oh, okay.
And there are like... any food you can imagine is in this one building in one of these tiny little kiosks.
Okay. Was it cool?
It was packed as shit.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a small place, so even if
it was so packed. It was so busy.
Did you do any history stuff while you were
there? I got a burger. How depressing is that?
That's for you, man. That's what you do. Did you do any history stuff?
In Philly.
Okay.
I saw the Liberty Bell.
Okay. Was it cool?
Should have licked it.
Licked it.
Licked the Liberty Bell?
Is that a thing people do?
I thought that was Always Sunny. That's not. That's How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah, I've never heard of that. Okay, I'm sorry. I mean, they cracked it, though. Oh, damn, bro. We just cracked the Liberty Bell.
It was not cool. It was actually way disappointing. Because you'd think, like, it's the fucking Liberty Bell, right?
It's
so
just,
you should, it should be in, like, a case where you can't touch it.
Why? It's
and,
a
like,
bell.
Like in a room.
It's not a moon rock.
It's historical.
It's cracked.
Anyways,
it's broken
literally
day one.
No, they have the bell on two fucking poles with just like some like checkout rope around it.
Okay, it's a bell, dude. What you expect to be in like safety glass?
Yeah.
Why?
Because some dude just came in like not I think last year and hit it with a fucking hammer.
Who cares? It's a bell.
It's historical.
Why?
I don't really know. Do you know what the Liberty Bell was?
Yes. It rang for liberty. Prove me wrong, dude. I don't know. What is it for?
I don't know.
Should we know these things? Does chat know? If Taylor says it, I would assume she
Dude, I was looking, because they have all this informational shit, like the expiration place.
Oh, it was up in the tower of Independence Hall.
Okay.
I learned that in National Treasure.
Is that?
Yeah, right? I don't know if that's true. It's an iconic symbol of American independence. Once placed in the steeple of the Pennsylvania State House, now named Independence Hall, the bell today is located at the Liberty Bell Center inside Independence National Historic Park. It was made by a London firm. Are you kidding me? The bell was first cracked when it rung after its arrival in Philadelphia and was twice recast by local workmen whose last names appear
what?
On the bell. John Pass and John Stowe.
Did you just say the bell broke on the first time?
That's what
you
it said. And
the
then
bell?
They recast it twice. It was used to summon lawmakers to legislative sessions and to alert citizens about public meetings and proclamations. It's literally an old school email. That's all it is.
Yeah, it's just a bell.
Like, hey, we got stuff to say. Oh, it cracked.
Well,
no meeting today.
We saw that, and then we walked through Independence Hall. I don't know if this is right.
So no one knows, by the way. I'm reading ahead while you're talking. Do you want me to finish your story?
I don't know if what I saw is correct, but I saw apparently the actual Declaration of Independence and the Constitution.
Those are in the Congress, I thought.
I thought so, too.
That's where Nick Cage... I think everything I know about American history I learned from National Treasure.
Yeah, no, I agree. Same here. But no, they had him there in a really small, tiny, like, okay, one... The big house with the steeple where the bell was at?
Big house, yes. Independence Hall.
You had to sign up for a tour to go in that building. You couldn't go in the building unless you were on a tour.
Okay.
And then there was another, like the Congress Hall or something like that's over here.
That's where they signed it, right?
It was the same thing.
Yeah.
You had to schedule a tour to go into that one.
The chairs
then
look uncomfortable in there.
Then there's this little tiny fucking little tiny house.
Okay.
That's semi-connected to Independence Hall.
That's where Ben Franklin kept his whores.
It was like the staff quarters or something
yeah,
like that.
That's the slaves. That's where they put the slaves.
But in that room was the Declaration of Independence and the fucking Constitution.
Are you telling me they made
I asked the lady.
Stare at the Constitution, which said all men are created
no,
equal?
No, that's just where they put it once they got rid of the slave part.
So it's just storage now. But it's not. It's in Washington, D.C.
That's what I'm saying. I asked the fucking bitch who was there in the room being like, these are the actual documents. I was like, no, these are not the actual documents. She's like, these are the actual documents. I'm like, no.
Of independence storage. Stored today.
It's kept with two key documents, the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, in the rotunda of the National Archives Museum in Washington, D.C.
Okay, well then she's a fucking lying.
She's lying to you, man. Your tour guide lied to you. Did she try to offer you a gift shop or something?
I thought it was stupid for them to be in this tiny little house.
Yeah. You don't think people would be lined up to see that? How come you didn't Google it right in front of her big dumb face?
I should have. I didn't want to question the person who's worked there probably 80 fucking years because she was old as a bat.
She probably saw it signed. In 1776, Sam. July 4th.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be the date. That's why it's Independence Day.
Okay, so what else did you see besides the Liberty Bell and Independence Hall? I mean, Boston's got cool stuff too, right? Did you go see Harvard?
No. No, the only semi-historic thing that I saw, which is not historic at all, it was built in the 1900s, was Fenway. We literally went to this Faneuil Hall place.
Okay.
Ate, did some shopping in the gift shops, got on the subway.
This was your day off.
I know.
This is the day you're supposed to do all this stuff. How did you do more things on other days? Were you?
No. We woke up late.
That was that dirty Beantown sex?
No. I'm telling you, this is what we did. We got on the train from Lowell to Boston.
Okay.
Then we got on the subway and got to that Faneuil Hall place.
Uh-huh.
Then we went from there to somewhere.
This is pathetic, dude. I'm going to make you take notes on your next
vacation. No, I think we went to Fenway after that. Walked around it because we couldn't get in because it's closed. We're either deciding on taking a duck boat tour of the entire city.
I saw you with pictures in Fenway.
You need to wait.
Okay.
We're either going to take a duck boat tour around the city.
What's a duck boat?
It's like one of the ones that can go on the water and then go up. Never seen that?
A submarine?
No, it's a duck boat. It's a boat that also has wheels on the bottom. Google a duck boat. You've never seen a duck boat?
Why would you want that? What's wrong with a regular boat?
Well, it's wintertime, so they're closed. But that's a
this
duck boat.
Thing?
Yeah, that's a duck boat.
Okay. Linked to more than 40 deaths since 1999, by the way, is what that article is.
Yeah, they're not safe.
Okay.
I've been in one, and so, like, the windows are open, right? And you're sitting in a seat, and the wall comes up to about here. The water is here.
Okay. So it doesn't float?
It floats, but barely.
Okay.
Anyways.
All right.
So we call for the duck boat tour because
I
see more stuff on the duck boat tour.
Okay.
They're closed because it's wintertime. They don't go out onto the ocean or the river. Or I don't really know
Why?
What's in Boston.
Because it's icy?
Because it's dangerous.
There's like sharks in the winter? Like,
probably freeze if you go overboard, so.
Okay. All right. That's, I mean, if it's too dangerous for the duck boats, you probably should listen, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, instead of that, while we're determining this, we decide to go to a bar called Why I Remember This, I Got a T-shirt.
That's a weird name.
Cask and Flanagan's.
Okay.
It's like literally next to Fenway.
Okay.
So we go in there, we drink a while, and then she calls.
Is that the one you sent me a picture of?
No.
Oh.
That was
a Patty's.
Yeah, that was in Philly.
I'm an idiot. I'm just as bad as you with memory.
I know.
It's so sad.
I'm worse, though. So we're in there, she calls the duck boats are closed, so then she decides, well, We're right here at Fenway. Let me run over to Fenway, see if I can buy a tour ticket.
Okay.
If it's the last tour. That's the only way to get in.
Okay.
There was one more tour, so we waited, drank a little bit more, then we went and did the tour of Fenway. And
okay.
It was cool.
No, it wasn't. It was chairs.
It was a lot of chairs. There was one of their World Series trophies was in the building, so she took a picture with that.
There's a World Series trophy in Kansas City, if you want to see one.
She doesn't want that one, though. What the fuck? Stop it.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, it was freezing balls,
okay.
And it's all outside.
I don't
so.
Know if she's listening. Do we have a way of knowing? Let me look. I think this will tell me who's in chat. No, this will. Will this tell me? Can I tell? Users in chat. Yeah, here we go. Is she here? Okay, she ain't here. All right. Honestly, what's so special about Fenway as opposed to any other baseball stadium?
It's the oldest one.
What's that have to do with anything? That just means it's bad. It just means it's older. It's rusty. It smells. It's small. Chairs are small. Urinals probably don't have dividers.
The chairs sucked because, yes,
yeah,
they are the same chairs from 1902?
Yeah, back when the people were in the Great Depression and they had one snail for lunch.
Yeah. We got to see in the press box.
I mean, was it just cool because it had all the Red Sox sports history?
For me?
If they had taken all of the stuff related to Red Sox sports and put it into a museum.
Uh-huh.
Would it be just as cool?
No.
Okay, so then what's so cool about it?
I think the cool part for me was, one, it's a major league team that's had, like, really good history. Like,
okay.
The Royals aren't as old. Like, they've been around for
it's
fucking
true.
Long time. And it was an empty baseball stadium that I just was walking around.
Okay.
It was kind of cool to see a place that's typically the only time I ever see it. It's filled with
okay.
assholes.
I get that,
and
yeah.
Now it's completely empty. It was at night with the Boston skyline in the background. It was goddamn gorgeous. But it was also probably, I don't know, 14 degrees outside.
Oh, I
so
checked.
I was
it was
dying.
It was 35.
It was not.
It was. I looked when you posted the pictures.
Not.
I asked.
Don't lie.
I did, because
it felt like 14.
Dude. I'm only saying this because I don't think Britt's in the chat. She was wearing a cartoon size scarf. This scarf is huge.
No, we measured it. It's 25 feet
it's
long.
It's too big.
It's 25 feet
it
long.
It is a ridiculous scarf. It's mm-hmm. too big.
I know.
Okay? It's outrageous looking.
I agree.
Like, it's in. Like, I don't know who sells this scarf. And so I'm like, how cold is it? Because
she
you're also,
them.
Like, bundled up.
She makes them.
She made that scarf?
Yeah.
It's too big.
She knits.
Does she not know how to end? Like, this
she
is a true,
likes some.
This is a
I don't
true
know
story,
why.
Man. In freshman year of high school, I took home ec. We learned to crochet. I could never figure out how to, like, stop and go back down to make, like, a pot holder. So I just made one really long string. I made, like, a 50-foot long string. How my teacher didn't stop me of, like, a 4-week project where I just kept making a string. I don't know how I got away with that. But yeah that was it, man. But yeah, I looked up how cold it was because you guys looked like you were dressed up for the Antarctica, but it was actually the same temperature here as it was there.
It was cold, man.
I believe you, it was cold, but.
It was cold. Anyways.
One long string, man. And I had like this rainbow yarn, so it looked like a piece of like Laffy Taffy. It was like going down. Just keep taking it and.
So we leave Fenway after that, and then we
I
go to
string,
my boy
yeah.
Johnny Cupcakes.
I turned a string into a thicker string. Okay, you went to Johnny Cupcakes. All right, man. You used to love this man. And then you had to fall it out with the man. I don't remember why.
Because his design started sucking.
Okay, well, he ran out of ideas. He made too many.
Well, yeah, he lost a designer is what happened.
Okay, well, that will do it, too.
Yeah.
Anyways,
it was cool.
Okay.
I bought a $35 t-shirt. I'm wearing it right now, actually.
Let me see it, man.
God, I can't do this.
I mean, that looks good. It's a good shirt.
Yeah, this is a cool one.
Yeah,
that's why
shirt.
I bought it.
Yeah.
So I bought that for $35,
yeah.
And then we went to a fucking pastry shop that they always go to when they're in Boston.
Okay.
And they got cannolis, because they apparently love fucking cannolis.
Okay.
I don't.
Who's they?
I don't get the appeal.
Who were you with? I thought this was you and Britt's day.
Britt likes them. She got them for her
okay, she bought them and took
the
them home.
Grandparents, yeah.
Got it, okay.
I tried one. Not a fan.
Like, yeah. Aren't they like a noodle?
Wait, cannoli?
Yeah.
No, not a cannoli.
What am I thinking of?
Maybe I'm saying it wrong.
Sam is still laughing about this drink. I'm glad you find this as funny as me, Sam, because it is hilarious. I just kept making it, dude.
Shit.
I'll just Google it.
Google Italian pastry.
Can I just do cannoli?
I don't think that's the right word. Yeah, no, that's the right word.
Yeah, this is it, right?
Yeah, yeah, that's it.
I've seen these.
Yeah, I don't get the appeal.
I thought this was a noodle.
No.
But it's a pastry bread.
Yeah. I don't get the appeal.
Can you just... Can you just take it, put it up to your lips, and go... And just suck the inside out?
No,
the
because they're cold. Yeah, they're cold. I don't know why.
Like cold or room temperature?
Cold. Like, that's like ice cream in the middle.
No, pass. That sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah.
Thanks, Acid, for typing the word.
So we got those, and then...
Acid loves them. You ever heard of Pizza Logs, man?
No.
We'll get into that another day.
I think after that, we just took the subway home.
Okay.
So it was a really uneventful day.
Did you stay at a hotel, or with you stayed with family?
We stayed with family in New Jersey. Sunday.
Okay.
Stayed with the same family Monday, but that Monday we went into Philly because they are really close to the border.
I was just asking, Acid. Calm down. Okay? It's an innocent question.
And then we...
It's an innocent question. I gotta watch Acid's blood pressure. She's sick. She might actually kill me.
We woke up Tuesday and drove to the next set of grandparents in Massachusetts.
Okay.
So we drove through...
Did you see NYC at all or anything?
Yeah, we drove on the George Washington Bridge.
Yep.
That thing is shit. I got stuck in traffic.
Yeah.
We were there at 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
But I saw the skyline. We drove through New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, up to Mass. Stayed in Chelmsford.
You didn't think about swinging by and seeing Menace?
No, fuck that guy.
Menace, I would have made time to see you, dude.
I should have. I should have brought him a Patriots ring from, you know, Gillette.
You should have. As much money as he's given us. We don't deserve that.
I didn't go into NYC.
Yeah, but you saw it.
I saw it from a real... I said hi to Menace as I was driving.
How big is it? I mean, you could have just... You could have stopped by, dude.
It was pretty fucking far, bro. You want to see how far?
No.
I'm going to show you how far.
I'm going to say it's small no matter what you show me.
It's small?
Taylor, South Carolina is not where you live.
That's how far it was.
Yeah, I see his house right there, dude.
No, that's not his house.
That's pretty far.
Son of a bitch.
You got any nudes on there?
No.
Oh, that's too bad.
I do just have one of Britt at a party.
No, I don't want her. I want you. Any nudes of you. Sorry, I should have been more specific.
No. No nudes of me.
Are you checking your email right now?
I did.
Okay. All right. Did you miss work while you were gone, man?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, did I miss actually being there?
Yeah.
Totally.
Well, I know sometimes, like, I mean, it's probably just me, but, like, I end up missing, you know.
No.
The productivity after a while.
Nope. I did not give a shit.
Like, I think it was probably, 5 minutes into my honeymoon when I wanted to start working again.
That's because you enjoy your work.
Yes, I do enjoy it very much so. Taylor, I would love to come see you sometime. Okay?
Panella just texted me.
What'd he say?
He told me to listen to a band that I have listened to for 3 years
Dude,
now.
This is episode number 216. You think he'd know?
What?
That we do show right now.
Yeah, no. Mm-mm.
Nope. It's nice that he's thinking of you, man. I could do a whole show on him, but I don't want to hurt his feelings. Also, I'm fairly certain our audience just doesn't care.
Yeah. Anywho, so go see the Chelmsford, and then we do Christmas there, and then next day we go to Boston.
Hey, did you get any cool gifts, dude? Did you have to do any awkward, like, waiting while Brit opened gifts from family and you didn't get anything?
No.
Okay.
No, because the first set of grandparents got me and her, like, equal amount of gifts.
Okay.
I thought that was a little much because that is the first time I met them.
Yeah, it is.
They were so sweet, though. Super fucking sweet. They also got the best gifts. They got me drumsticks. They got me a drumstick bag holder thing. They got me a brand of drums that I use t-shirt.
So Britt told them you like drums.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they got me a Patriot shirt. They got me a Boston hat.
Okay, and then they're trying to get you in the cult.
Yeah.
Yeah. How you doing with the whole Chiefs thing going to the Super Bowl? So how's your house?
Oh.
Is there any excitement?
No, Britt prepared herself.
Did you know Chris is excited?
For the Chiefs?
Yeah.
She's bandwagoning?
Yeah.
Great.
I mean, it's not even like she's bandwagoning the team. She's bandwagoning the entire sport because we've never been professional football fans. And now she's like 2:05 on Sunday, man.
That happened.
Tennessee Titans.
I hope they fucking lose.
The Chiefs?
I hope the Titans go on to win the entire thing.
To be honest, I hope Bane shows up. That's what I hope, man. That's what I want to happen.
Oh, shit. That was funny.
That's what I want. Sam Colby does the same thing he used to do, but now in a different place. Yeah, I watched it, Sam. I was in here working, and then I went out there because I heard Chris clapping.
That game
was
stupid. She's
watching the playoff game. She said they came back like 40 points or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was 24-0 at the end of the first quarter.
Yeah. Stupid. Yeah, man. Yeah. And then I said, is it going to matter because the Patriots are going to beat them? And Chris said, no, the Patriots have already lost. And then it turned out Tennessee beat them.
So
the Dolphins also beat them, which was like a meme.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So they literally had the Dolphins left. If they won against the Dolphins, they didn't have to play against the Titans.
Right.
The Chiefs would have. And then the Chiefs would have gone and played us. Or
us. You hear this, chat?
Boston.
You hear this? No, it's too late. You said us. You got a Bruins hoodie on. All right, man. You in.
I'm in Baltimore. Sorry. Yes. No,
Boston.
No, Baltimore.
What? Orioles. The Ravens.
Stop it.
I don't think they have a hockey team.
Never mind. I'm not even going to pretend the Capitals. If they just beat... I said we again. If they just beat Miami, they wouldn't have played the Titans and probably wouldn't have lost their second game to whoever won the Titans Chiefs game.
The Chiefs played the Texans?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the Seahawks played
Packers.
Why'd you tell me, man? I was going to remember eventually. I wasn't. I was not.
Nope.
I was not. No. 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 Patrick Mahomes just went off. Brady is over. Dude, I feel.
Brady's not over.
He might be over.
He's not over. He's definitely no. Okay, I'll tell you this.
They lost to the Dolphins.
I think I don't know. It's hard to say. Mahomes has only had a season?
Yeah, he's a one season guy.
Yeah.
But his second season he goes to the Super Bowl. They're one game away.
So, this is technically his second season as a starting quarterback, right?
I believe so, yes. I'm not 100% sure. Chris is the expert.
I think he played last year. He definitely played last year.
Who's the halftime show this year? Good question.
So, 3 years ago...
You should know, right?
He played one game. And then, last year, he played the entire season and was this superstar.
Demi Lovato.
And then this year, gross. He's possibly going to the Super Bowl.
And Shakira. And Jennifer Lopez.
Gross.
Yeah, I mean, apparently he's good, dude. He's on Madden.
Yeah, he is good.
He's on the cover of Madden.
A good quarterback doesn't make the entire team. You need fucking a receiving core for your offense to do anything.
Oh, yeah.
And Brady didn't have one of those.
Well, apparently, this is all third hand, okay? Because I'm assuming Chris doesn't know this. Someone told Chris, and then Chris told me.
I'm relaying everything that Britt has ever said in my
ear. Okay, so we're both idiots talking about things we don't know. Everything that I've heard is that there's one guy from the Titans, this running back, who does all the plays. They basically just give him the ball, and then that's their entire plan. It might as well be him and the quarterback, and then that's the entire team.
Yes, he did run down the entire...
That's what I've heard.
Yeah.
And they also beat the Chiefs before. This will be their second game this season. The Chiefs already lost.
Yeah, because Houston beat them in the regular season.
Sure.
The Chiefs.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't watch.
That's what Britt says.
But apparently I do watch now.
Anyways, my whole point was that if we beat Miami, we would not have had to play the fucking Titans, and they wouldn't have lost, and then we'd probably still be in it.
Yeah, you lost to Miami, dude.
Yeah, they lost to Miami, and then immediately
I think they field actual Dolphins, right?
They what?
They field actual Dolphins.
Like Dolphins are on the team.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because that's how much, like, they practice.
Dude, the Dolphins haven't beat the Patriots at Gillette, their home field, in...
Dude, LSU, 40 years? LSU could beat the Dolphins, dude.
Yeah. You see that motherfucker smoking a cigar just chilling? No.
No. Didn't see nothing.
Why?
I don't watch.
What?
Anything. I don't watch TV.
Why was that such a guttural reaction?
I need people to know I don't watch.
It was a GIF going around.
No, the only meme I saw was a picture of a man in a Dolphins jersey posted by the NFL subreddit that's like, thank you to this man for ruining the Patriots.
The quarterback of the LSU, after winning the national championship, was just sitting here smoking a cigar.
No, but that's badass, dude.
In his uniform, just like post-game. Just lit up a fucking cigar.
He lives in Louisiana. That's a yee-yee.
Badass. It was badass.
Yeah, man. I saw a cameraman got trampled.
I didn't see that. I saw Odell Beckham Jr. just throwing out cash.
Bengals had a worse season. I forgot the Bengals were a team. What's that, Cincinnati? Bengals?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sure.
Either way, man, you excited?
I'm like 80% confident. Sure.
I mean, Bash is excited.
Is he?
Right?
Well, I'm... Why?
I don't know. He's into football.
He's an Eagles fan.
Well, I know, but, you know, it's a state, man.
It's not really. It's Missouri.
I just think maybe we should be excited about something, Kansas. We should try.
No.
And by we, I mean someone else that I know.
No, Chiefs fans are annoying as fucking shit.
Well, they're all bandwagoners.
Yeah.
It's the same thing that happened at Wichita State. Remember when they were good?
Yep.
You know what drives me nuts? This is so narrow-casted. Wichita State, dude, they're ranked right now nationally. Do you know that? They're actually good again.
Yeah.
When's the last time you saw someone with a Wichita State shirt on?
A couple places.
Literally, you couldn't step out your front door. There was an evergreen tree wearing a Wichita State thing when they were in the Final Four 3 years ago.
That's true.
And now it's crickets.
I saw three.
They're doing the same thing for the Chiefs, dude.
I saw three Wichita State shirts in the airport coming back to Wichita from Chicago.
Yeah, when you wear a shirt in the airport, that's the, I need a shirt that I can pit sweat
agreed.
In.
Agreed, yes.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Taylor, how is your dad a Chiefs fan? Is he, like, from this area, or is he a Native American chief? By the way, why aren't people mad about the Chiefs? Like, I mean, I get the Redskins is way more blatantly offensive, but, like...
half of the people think that it's chefs.
I mean, they all are all, like, they're doing, like, Hitler salutes and moaning,
you like my
Indians,
joke, man?
You know? Because
like
they're chefs. Joke, yeah, it's funny. Yeah. Well, Andy Reid certainly. He knows. But, like, you know? Like.
I don't
understand why.
Because we just skirt under. We've never been the.
No one cares enough?
No one cares
for us
enough.
To be offensive.
Redskins had Robert Griffin III.
They
I think
did,
was
yeah.
His name.
Until he broke
and he made
his
a lot of
whatever.
News. And so the Redskins were in the news. And then people were like, Redskins is a little racist, don't
it
you
is.
Think?
It is. What about the Cleveland Indian?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know what he looks like, right?
Yeah, it's pretty racist.
Pretty racist?
I'll give it, like, a 5 out of 10.
That right there, that's a 5
I mean,
out of 10?
That could be a Mexican.
I mean, I'm...
I see the little mustache, and I just picture that dude saying, oh, senor.
I don't think that's a mustache, dude. I think that's an age line.
I know, it's really bad artwork.
It is.
But it looks like a mustache to me.
I don't know, man. Like,
that was actually not the worst one that I thought that you were going to look up.
Oh, which is the worst
There's
one?
There's another Indian team that has just as equally bad of a fucking logo. I don't know who.
All I know, man, is that our government came in and we slaughtered those people, and then we named our sports team after them.
Isn't that the fucking mascot of Andale?
An Indian? Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know. For me, okay, it's still racist because everyone, like my siblings went to Andale. Everyone there's white. Everyone.
Oh, okay. I know. Everyone, Colwich, Andale, Goddard,
yes.
All of them
yeah.
Just straight
white. They're all
white.
It's the whitest. They all look like me. Okay, they're white. All right. But for some reason, it feels a little less racist because it's Kansas. And there's a little bit of, like...
Our town name was an Indian tribe.
Well, like, Kansas is an Indian... Like, Kansas is an Indian, you know?
Hey, speaking
like,
of
most
Wichita.
Of the things around here are Kansas. Wichita's an Indian tribe, you know?
That's what I just fucking said.
Yeah.
Did you see the thing about what they're proposing to do for the Riverside?
I have a video about it right here, man.
Let's
it's
watch.
Literally last on my list. This is what I deem
I
to be the
watch.
Least important thing on the
watch.
Show tonight.
I saw pictures, but it's probably just the pictures in a video format, but let's watch it.
This is from our local newspaper, by the way, so I'm sure it's high quality. Oh, Jesus.
What great stock sound effects.
Okay, was under the Riverfront Legacy Master Plan, Wichita's downtown could get new parks, a new performing arts center, and a new convention center, parking garages, and a boardwalk, okay?
Yeah, it's just
okay,
pictures.
So what am I looking at
it's
here?
It's just pictures in a video format. That is the park, I believe, facing... east towards the new convention center or the performing arts center.
What's this?
I don't know what that is.
That is a dome. That's a rainbow dome.
That's a tunnel.
People are flying kites out here, man.
That would never
when is
happen.
The last time you saw a kite?
There's a homeless man sitting on that orange brick.
Well, that's that is actually what's going to be down there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Also, pause on that one.
Okay, that would be kind of cool, though, having a floating, like, dock. That'd be cool.
Okay.
I mean, they would have to scoop some tires out of the lake, the river, but they could do it.
No, they said, one comment I saw about this was, did these people not know what the color of the river looks like?
Well, I mean, if they're good, I mean, dude, there's a guy over here on the side giving a sports thumbs up.
Is that that's the wind surge, isn't it? Look at it. Look
yeah,
at the shirt. That's
I think you're
the
right.
Wind Surge shirt.
I think you're
that's
right.
That's so bad.
But either way, like the people that just...
I'm just saying,
I mean, there's a man.
Going to
there's
be...
a man down here on a blanket whose legs aren't attached to his body.
Not great Photoshop. But
these
I'm,
kayakers are steering into the dock.
I'm saying only assholes are going to go onto that thing and then immediately
legs.
Jump into the river.
Yes.
And need to be saved.
Yes. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's not that deep.
It's deep.
They're going to cut their feet on glass.
Hopefully 100%. They'll be eaten by a fucking Loch Ness monster.
There's definitely a sewage alligator in there or something. Yeah.
Definitely.
Hey, look. It's the homeless man.
Yeah.
There he is again. Wait, this is the same photo we just saw. But, okay, here we go. Okay, so here's the stadium where the wind fart play, right?
Yep.
Okay, so this bridge is currently here.
Yes. That is currently there. That's Maple.
Okay, yeah. Why is it called the Lewis Street Bridge then?
Because it turns into Lewis.
Okay, but this is Maple. So this is like the ice rink.
Yep.
Over here. So this place already exists. This place already exists.
Yes.
So this is going to be...
Grocery store is new.
That'll never happen.
It should happen. It won't.
The convention center...
New office tower?
Yeah, they're going to put an office down there, I guess.
A tower?
Yeah, man, a tower.
I want a tower. You know, they repainted the Hyatt. I was driving downtown today. I was like, is that a fucking new building? They just repainted the Hyatt.
Okay.
Anyways. So, yeah, Performing Arts Center.
Oh, this is where Century 2 is. So they're going to demolish it and make it a park.
Yep.
And build a convention center where its parking lot currently is.
Yep.
And they're going to put a performing arts center where the old library currently is.
Yeah. So take a look at that, right?
Take a look at me now, yes.
Take a look at that.
Uh-huh.
And where the fuck do you park?
Dude, okay, this is a four-lane road, four lanes. Two lanes going this way, two lanes going this way. And you're going to have to turn down this street to get to this parking lot, which is already the hotel's parking lot, so you won't be allowed to park here. This is the only parking garage.
Yeah.
Here and here.
Yep.
Yep. And these will all be blocked because these are private residences.
Yep.
The office will probably be blocked too because it's probably for the office.
I would agree.
So really, there is no parking lot.
There is no parking lot. No. And there's a park. There is the Riverfront Park.
Yeah, right here.
Right next. No. Down even further.
Oh, another one.
There,
okay.
Yeah, there's another one right next to the big one.
Okay.
Why? Why?
Well, this is already a... What's here now?
It's part of the fucking riverfront.
So it's already a park.
Maybe. I don't know.
Stupid. Oh, here's more parking. Oh, good Lord. Oh, God.
In the first 3 to 5 years, the projects would include Park Phase 1, sustainable infrastructure.
Okay, Riverfront Park Phase 1, this already exists. This is how it looks now.
Yeah.
This is it now. So this already exists. Two, sustainable infrastructure planning, that's nothing. That's buzzwords. What's that mean?
I don't know.
So step one, we're done. Step two, sit around. Step three, mixed use on Waterman and Main Street.
Dude, wait.
Four, demo library. So they're going to knock down the library.
Hold on.
Okay.
Just to skip ahead.
Yeah.
Number eight.
Uh-huh. Start design of convention center.
They don't even have it designed yet. They're waiting to demolish everything else, and then they'll start designing the new one. You fucking kidding me? In the first 3 to 5 years, they'll start designing the convention
center. I mean, honestly, I'm okay with this. I wish they would just say they're starting at four. Like, I wish they would just knock down the library and build a new performing arts center so we can get rid of Century 2. It doesn't really matter, though. Start design. Okay, so is there a long-term next?
Well, long-term cost is going to be $1.5 billion.
What?
Yeah.
Well, it's only at $300 million
so
far.
Hold on. Pause. The parks that they're planning on putting in, how much money do you think parks cost to build? Those two. The two parks that they plan on.
Maybe $200,000.
$330 million.
How is that possible?
Yeah.
How?
I don't know. It was the most expensive thing on their list.
It's grass,
it's
dude!
It's grass, man. $330 million.
Okay, so midterm, 5 to 10 years. I won't live here when these are done.
Yeah.
So they're not destroying Century 2 for at least 5 years. And this one's going to cost $750 million. Why is this one more expensive when they're destroying two things?
Explosives cost money, man.
Yeah, but here's the park. You're right. Like, New Century Park and parking. So making this grass.
Yep.
Making this grass.
Yep.
Making these five buildings.
Nope, not even the buildings.
Well, the mixed use, they said, were going to be there. So it's these three.
Okay.
$600 million.
Yep.
Okay. Ten plus years. Pedestrian. They're not even building a pedestrian
They're
bridge
for
10 years?
They're not even building the bridge. The bridge was in the plans for the fucking stadium.
Waiting 10 years to make it easy to get to the stadium.
They're going to reroute Waterman Street? What?
Oh, they're gonna expand the hotel too, man, because it may need to be, you know, more people are gonna be showing up.
Dude, 10 plus years.
10 plus years, dude.
You know how fast a building gets built in New York City? We're talking about building maybe four buildings, not even skyscrapers.
10 years, $1 billion.
Yeah.
And we're gonna get
a bridge?
Basically, two new buildings and a bridge and a couple parks.
Yep. That are going to be infested with homeless people.
Oh, yeah, because ain't no one going down there.
No.
Because in 10 years! 10 years, man!
They're going to be zombies. We're not even going to live.
I won't be here.
Wichita will be exploded.
Dude, that makes no sense. Makes no sense
World
at all.
World War 4, 5, and 6 will happen in the amount of that time.
$1 billion.
Dude.
Okay, well.
$1.5 billion.
I won't be here anymore, so. Yeah, we'll have to do a video blog of it. We'll have to come back and do a live walkthrough of everything.
There you go.
Dude.
Sounds good.
Yeah, we'll take a dump, like, right in the park.
Where are you going? You're going somewhere in Colorado,
right? I'm going
to
Colorado,
right?
Man.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll meet up.
Where are you going?
We're planning on going to Denver. They want it. Well, she's gonna start the new thing in Denver, the new market advisory group Denver location.
When?
5-10 years.
Oh, well, good lord. That's, like, so far away, dude. Yeah. We could all have AIDS and die by then.
For sure.
Yes.
But I'm saying that's the plan if none of the world-ending things happen.
Yeah.
Anyways.
It'll be fine.
More big news that's happening now is where I'm moving.
Yeah, are you?
Yeah. To hell.
Thought you already lived there, Satan.
I do.
Uh-huh.
No, I'm actually moving.
Okay.
We're moving to Central...
Well, you probably should say, yeah.
Central Park.
You're moving to Central Park. It's a nice look. A lot of homeless people.
Yeah.
A lot of homeless people. When are you moving?
February 15th. It's our last day in my current apartment.
That's 29 days from now.
Uh-huh. Tell me how much I've packed.
You've packed zero. That's why there's concern in my voice right now.
Nah, it's fine.
Are you going to hire the two men in a truck because they're literally right there?
No. That'd be the practical thing to do because they're right there.
They're right there.
And, like, travel time is literally nothing.
Yeah.
But they're more expensive than the company that Brett found to use.
Oh, but you are doing a company.
Yeah.
Okay, thank God.
Yeah, I'm not having you do it.
I mean, I would help, but you'd also have to invite Pinella, and I just...
Yeah, fuck that. Dude, that dude will Uber... During the entire time, we'd be like, oh, man, sorry. Did I miss everything?
Hey, you mind if I throw a chair in the back of here while I Uber you? I got to take my friend and you got to move him. We're Ubering some recliners, too. He doesn't still Uber, does he?
No.
I didn't think so. Okay.
No. It wore down his car. He stopped Ubering once he got the challenge.
Yeah, because people over 100 pounds couldn't get into it. Yeah, makes sense. Yeah, man.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about that.
Yeah,
man.
You've been wanting to move into that apartment for a long time, dude.
Sick of my current complex. The more that I know that we have the deposit down and we have an apartment, we have a move-in date.
Oh, so you're done.
Yeah.
Did you get your second floor?
Yes.
All right, man.
It comes with a fucking washer and dryer. I'm so fucking happy.
Can I come over and do laundry?
I'm going to charge you.
Messed up, dude.
No, you can, for sure.
No, I'm not gonna do that. It's too far.
And hang out while it's doing stuff.
I would like that, man. You know who wouldn't like that? Britt.
She'll deal.
Yeah, she won't.
There's a bedroom with a door that closes.
Me and you just get drunk sitting on the washing machine.
Fuck it.
I never started it, bro.
Looks like another 2 hours. Liquor run, let's go.
Yeah, that'll be cool, man.
I'm very excited.
That'll be cool, man. I'm happy for you. I'm not moving. Staying here. It's too much work to move, dude.
It is a lot, but oh my god, it's necessary.
Swim, you still want me to ask Colby questions after the show today? Because I'll ask him.
I hate what questions?
No, I can't tell you yet. I'll ask you later.
I don't want
Okay, questions. Swim, I'll ask him. All right, I'll let you
know. Does he want design work?
I can't tell you.
Answer is no.
I can't tell you. I can't tell you yet.
All right, man. I think we've covered everything in the interim of us.
I got a Black Widow trailer I really want to watch. I haven't watched it.
Okay.
That's really all I care about. There's apparently a new Spider-Man villain movie coming out.
Oh, Morbius?
Yeah, I haven't seen that either.
I haven't seen it either.
I have a lot of trailers, but I just don't care. We got Oscar nominations to go through if you care.
I'm gonna pee, and then let's just, like, burn through these motherfuckers.
All right, let's burn through them.
Burn through them!
Burn, baby, burn!
Set it on fire!
Burn, oh! He left Swim. He's not gonna answer you. All right, he's too curmudgeon-y. Sam? I'll be honest with you, okay? I'm going to talk quiet so he can't hear me say things, okay? Listen. He's never going to make it, okay? I would love to make it for you, but I don't have the skills, okay? So here's what's going to happen. He's going to come back in here. He's going to read this. He's going to be like, I'll work on it. He never will, okay? He's going to complain about his move for the next month. Then he's going to spend 3 months talking about how he's unpacking and he's busy unpacking, and then there's going to be something else, like he's got some vacation or something in the summer and he's going to have to plan for that. And it's always going to be something. All right, he's always going to be too busy. Okay? One day, when I am wealthy, I will pay someone to do it for you. Okay? All right? Okay.
Talking about stuff?
No! Not at all. Nope.
You didn't like my bathroom antics?
I couldn't hear you, man. I'm sorry. What were you saying?
Do your knees ever just hurt?
Dude, my whole body constantly hurts. I'm overweight and I'm 32 years old.
My knees are going, bro.
Yeah? How you doing? Okay, I don't think like
that. Oh, one other thing. I've started to go to the gym again.
Yeah?
Yeah, like, we're trying to go really hard.
Okay, how's it working?
It started off great.
That's how it always goes.
Last week was great. I went 4 out of the 7 days of last week.
Uh-huh.
That's better than my last 3 days a week.
Okay.
So 4.
Okay.
I have cut out beer, minus tonight, and last Friday.
Okay.
And then I got sick, and then I didn't go to the gym for 3 days.
Okay.
So.
I don't blame you.
So it's going kind of like iffy right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, how can I help you?
By playing a trailer. Let's get into this shit.
You don't want to talk to Chad at all?
What is happening?
I mean, you don't want to say hi to J-Bar? You don't want to answer Sam's question?
I can't read right now.
Why?
My eyes are going too. My knees going, my eyes going. I can't see things.
Glaucoma?
Yeah. Dude, this is why I was smoking pot. I stopped smoking pot. I can't see now.
You want to watch Black Widow one first?
Hold on.
Okay. Oh.
Where's the white camo jumper?
He wants the white camo hoodie, man. He's been talking about it for over a year.
Never going to happen. So urgent, you can't even fathom to talk about it on stream. I still want his thoughts on what?
Tell you after stream, man.
He's lazy, boo. Ha ha. Shh. So, I guess you guys didn't actually sign the divorce papers? You and me? We did, but it's mutual, so we're all good. He mustn't know. Colby Reed's chat ends his career before it started. What is happening? Do you ever consider getting married as a joke whilst drinking? No. He won't see this. I'm seeing it. All this working out and this beard is still subpar. Oh, no.
You just unplug your microphone? I think that makes him win.
He wins?
Yeah, he wins. You didn't have to come do the show. I could have canceled it. This is your fault. You knew he'd be here.
Didn't know.
You knew he'd be here.
I forget
here.
Who our fucking listeners are all the time.
I don't remember a single one of them. Except Menace. It's definitely whatever this is. It's right here. Listen. Nope. It's not this.
I think I know what it is.
I fixed it.
Okay, let go.
I don't know, man.
I don't know. Whatever, man. It don't matter. Okay? It's not a big deal. Your mic sounds way louder now than it used to.
I know. I don't know why. Why is it so loud now? Because I can hear me all the way back here.
Yeah, I don't know. What happened?
What is that? I like it, actually. I don't even need it. Why is it so
loud? The room noise is so excessive.
Five. Well, you have my gain up like a fuck.
It's always been up that high.
Not that high.
Yes!
No!
Look at number two! It was the same!
It was.
Yes!
Alright.
There's a ghost in my soundboard! That's what's happening!
Something. Something weird is happening.
Swim, he doesn't check his email, okay?
Don't.
Have you caught up?
Fucking J-Bar. Can you show me a picture of that asshole?
You wanna see J-Bar?
Let me make fun of him! Let me make fun of him. You know what I have in the mail currently headed to me right now? Beard serum. Yeah. Do you know what a derma roller is?
Yes. You've talked about that on this show.
Yeah, I got another one of those coming with a fucking, with like some oil shit that I rub into my face.
All right. Do you have a game you'd like? He has a lot of Death Stranding.
It's never going to work.
That's it. Death Stranding.
It's never going to
work. Now, I'm going to show you most recent video because there's beardless J-Bar, and I'm going to be honest, it's kind of horrifying.
Yeah, you look weird without a beard. Okay. Suck it.
Well, I mean, he looks suck weird it, to me. You wouldn't know any different.
Suck it, bar okay. launcher.
What? What was that?
I said, suck it, bar muncher.
Oh, it was all... Okay. It's all butts. Like, wait, how are we supposed
okay,
to be
he looks
those?
Way more normal than I expected.
Yeah, he looks good, dude.
Spread out like that.
Get the fuck out of here, J-Bar. That why you gotta me, be dog? Shitting on my beard?
We were back when you played games, J-Bar. I like how you just came up on the elevator when there's a truck right there, by the way. God, this is a good game.
This is such a stupid game.
God, this game was so good, dude.
This game is so dumb.
You're dumb.
It's a balancing game.
Dude, it's so good.
Cargo.
You done looking at him yet?
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay. I mean, you didn't really mock him at all in any way.
Well, that's because I can't. The man's fucking model. Like, what am I supposed to say?
Have you seen Sam? You want me to show you Sam?
I think I've seen Sam. I can't really remember, though.
Have you seen Acid Cat?
I have seen Acid.
Okay. You seen Zor? Zor is going to make you really mad, dude. He's, like, actually attractive.
Why do attractive people watch this show?
Dude, I have no idea. Look, that way because they look at me and they probably go, oh, God, that's what they look like. It's like the same experience of going to the zoo. You know, you see the orangutan eat their own feces, you know, and you're like, God, I'm glad I've evolved past that. You know, that's what they, I imagine that's what Zor sees.
When you say Zor is actually attractive.
Yeah.
I now want to know your definition of attractive.
He looks like a Wall Street banker that you would see in a movie.
Okay.
Describe that to me. Like, what do you see in your head?
Like a fucking, like, deep jaw.
Yep.
You got slick back, like, really kempt hair.
Yep.
What
color is it?
Semi-toned. Like a dirty blonde, maybe.
Oh, dirty blonde. Okay, you're going more with the preppy one.
Yeah.
I'm talking about...
Oh, I got a dude in mind that I'm thinking right now that fits what you just described perfectly. I know him.
I mean, you can't. Why is he hosting us? Oh, God. Zor, do you hate your channel? What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Unhost us. Right now. He just types, I'm ugly.
Holy shit, dude.
Look at him.
I'm just gonna take a drink of water and then we can get started.
Dude, it's funny. That's
he
the same
like
jacket
Brandon
every
Payne.
Time, too.
He does not look like no, Brandon Painter.
Look at him. He looks more, like Brandon Painter.
But I made
Payne.
That decision, so.
Look at him.
Guy's got weak beard skills, man.
Okay,
weak beard.
You're just attacking the man because you know he's way better than us. Also, he does not look like Brandon Painter.
A little bit.
His forehead has a little bit of Painter to it. But it's just a forehead. Everyone's got a forehead. Yeah, but yeah, you got a Brandon Painter forehead too, I'm going to be honest. A little bit. A little bit, dude.
What does that even mean?
You got his forehead.
That a forehead exists? That a forehead exists? What is that? Oh, look, you got a fucking forehead.
Don't show
that's
my forehead
really
to people,
weird,
Don't
actually.
Show my forehead
I don't
to
think
people.
I've ever seen your
don't
forehead.
Don't show it to him.
Minus that little banana split that you used to
yeah,
have.
Yeah, I get the banana, dude. Say hair banana.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I miss bangs. When I shower, I have bangs.
I'm thinking
it goes down.
I'm thinking about changing my haircut, next haircut.
Dude, check it, man. I'm back in 2007.
Dude, you could be the front man of a band right now. Yeah, 100%. 100%, dude. I'm thinking about changing my haircut.
To what? You gonna shave the sides? Because please, shave
no,
the fucking
No, I'm thinking
sides.
About doing, like, George Strait.
What is that?
Just like a man's haircut, you know?
A man's haircut.
Very normal, right? Like, okay, these are like pictures of him from the 80s. These are terrible photos.
Yeah, they're really bad.
I saw a good one the other day.
George Strait is the example you go to.
Dude, do you know what I got for Christmas, man?
No.
You ready for this?
I not ready. J-Bar, I'm gonna come to you and have a knife and just gut you just straight up. And then sew you back together and then burn you. Oh, shit. That is fucking fantastic.
Yeah, man. I'm a cowboy now.
Where'd you find a hat big enough?
Cabela's, dude. I found a hat big enough.
Of course,
dude.
They would have it.
Yeah.
Of course they would.
Yeah. And, oh, by chat. See, you're mad about the beard stuff. J-Bar and Acid, they like to say it's a fedora. And then I'm like, m'lady, to all the, like, no, this is a cowboy
hat.
That's
a cowboy hat. Fedoras aren't this, like, wide and don't have the back or the front.
Yeah, it's
wide front,
brim,
dude. Back.
This is a cowboy hat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I wish I would have brought mine.
Well, I mean, I can't wear it when I do the show because I can't wear my headphones.
That's a price to pay.
I would love to sit here.
Also,
like Imus,
like,
dude.
This, bro.
And I couldn't.
Why not?
Why do you think? Take one guess why my headphones wouldn't stay on my head that way.
Because you got a big head.
Because my head's too big.
Oh. That's a good fucking hat, bro.
There. I mean, I could kind of sit it on my head.
Yeah. But that's a good look.
Yeah. I would love to be like Don Imus, you know,
yeah,
but I can't do
that.
It.
What, just wearing that costume?
Do you know who Don Imus is?
No, I don't.
Unlike George Strait, this is not going to disappoint. I guarantee. I'm so confident that I'm going to show it as I search. That's how confident I am that the picture that comes up will be my dream. I don't want it to type up there, though.
You got this, man. You know how to work the internet.
This is who I think I am. I mean, not that old, clearly, but one day. I won't make it to that age. But
I'm going to love it, and when you get old, you're just skinny as shit.
I mean, I'm trying to lose weight, but
I can't wait till you're bone skinny like that man is. That's a walking skeleton.
I don't think I want to be a walking skeleton.
I can't wait. I think it's going to be hilarious.
No. Mm-hmm. I'm thick, dude.
You ain't thick.
I'm thick, dude.
You ain't thick.
Touch my chest right here. Touch it. There's no fat there. That ain't shrinking. It's always going to, like, these? Okay, these will go down a little bit. But I ain't getting thinner than this.
Hmm.
I'm thick, dude.
Hmm. Yeah, okay.
It's like God took me when he made me, and he's like, he just inflated me just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit, you know?
Just a little bit.
But yeah, this is my cowboy hat now, so I wear this around. I actually bought in-ear headphones, but I hated them. So I took them back, and now I don't. I just can't. I've been wearing these for too long. I just can't do it. I'm sure I would get used to them.
There's a pair of headphones out there that do.
I'm sure they're
this,
expensive.
Except,
yes.
Yeah, not with the this part. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Well, like there's a the okay. So the
well,
headphones.
I still have to get you your fucking Christmas present because I'm a son of a bitch and really late at it. So it's either a controller or those headphones.
No,
so.
I want a controller.
Okay,
please God, for the love of Pete.
I was thinking about running to Best Buy before this show, and then I was like,
Amazon's way cheaper, man.
Can I just ship it to your house?
Yeah, you asked this the last time, and yes. Yes. Why would I care?
Make me do that before I leave.
I'm going to forget, but okay. But yeah, Imus, he was also a very famous racist, so.
Looks like it.
Yeah, I mean, this is the face of a racist.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
It's the brows.
And the cowboy hat.
It's not the cowboy hat, it's the brows.
This man. You look at his face and you go, I bet he owns slaves.
Yeah, it's the brows mixed with the skeleton face. Yeah, for sure.
Look at this picture.
That one's a dude undressing a woman in his mind. That's what that is.
Sam, I'll see you later, dude.
Or a small boy.
See you later,
Sam. I'll go with a small boy, too.
Have a good morning, dude. Thanks for staying up late for us, brother. Appreciate
Thanks, Sam.
It,
good to see you, buddy. I'll make that hoodie at some point in my lifetime.
But yeah, anyway, so. Yeah, I got the cowboy hat now. So.
I'm proud. We need to go cowboying. Club rodeo exists, bro.
I don't want to do that. We can club go shoot guns exists. Or something. I ain't going to go to club rodeo.
I got a gun. Let's if go shoot a gun.
If we're going to do cowboy stuff, we're going to do actual cowboy stuff. We're not going to do Jason Aldean stuff.
Do you think it's illegal to film in a gun range?
No. I think you'd get permission, but it's not illegal.
Hmm. Trying to think of anybody. I got a friend that has an uncle that has land where we can go shoot a
gun.
Dude,
we could go in my parents' backyard.
Oh, yeah.
I've told you this 100 times, too. That. Dude, there was a guy. I don't know what they were doing. Guys, I'm Luke Bryan. There was. Oh, it was. It might have been Christmas Day. It might have been Christmas Day. It was either Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, but the neighbors of my parents.
Is this the Jazzler app?
Yeah. It's not on there.
Why not? Where'd it go?
It's on this. It's on my iPad.
No, it was on here. I remember you putting it on here.
Dude, I can just do this.
But it's right here.
What's up, y'all? I'm Luke Bryan. Wishing you a very happy Halloween.
I got it before you.
Yours is the louder one.
Yo, 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 what's up? It's Amon Van Helden, and you listen to KISS FM. What's up, baby?
Do you know who Amon Van Helden is?
I don't.
Yeah.
Did he say Van Helsing?
No.
All new.
Pop music.
You guys are the greatest.
And much more.
The Pop FM. Better. Your radio never sounded better.
Why are these British?
So good. Good.
Also, a side note, stop the music. I had
what's
a
y'all?
Fucking
I'm Luke Bryan.
God damn it. I had a fucking Boston accent.
Yeah.
That I was so prepared to do.
Uh-huh.
On the fucking Thursday show when we came back.
Okay.
I lost it, I think. I'm pretty sure I lost it.
Call now. Call now.
I was doing it the entire time. Britt got so mad.
You can't do it anymore, though.
I'm trying right now, but it's not really coming out. It's kind of there, but it's not really there. You're just having fun with sound effects now. This is why we stopped using this program.
Uh-huh. Yes.
What? There is a game called Hentai Sniper? Where the fuck we playing that at?
In my
Chatterbait?
Mind, dude. In my mind.
It's in your mind? Loyal, what are you saying nope to? If it's my accent, you can...
I think she was saying no to your accent.
I think it's fine.
Hey, I actually added some stuff in here, didn't I? Look at me.
Dude, it was so good.
You can call or text Seth and Colby from anywhere in America. 505-750-0304. You can email Seth and Colby from anywhere in the world. Email at SethandColby.com.
It was great.
This is the Seth and Colby Show. Would you like to participate in the Seth and Colby Show? Then listen up. It will be assumed
that
you are at
least 18
years of age.
What are we doing?
Participating in the Seth and Colby Show. All references to persons, living or dead, are purely satirical and should not be taken as gospel. If you would like to participate in the Seth and Colby Show contest, then you must meet the criteria of the contest rules found online at Duo.com. Only one winner per household per 60 days. Friends, family, and co-workers of the staff of the Seth and Colby Show are not eligible to win prizes.
God,
thanks and have a
so
great
long.
Holiday from the lawyers at Duo.com.
Sausage.
Okay, I closed it. It's gone now.
I had
uh-huh.
a passable Boston accent while in Boston.
I doubt it.
Sunday,
uh-huh.
the last day of my trip, I was talking in it, and I couldn't stop myself.
But you lost it.
I came back, and my mother picked us up from the airport, and she was like, okay, what is going on?
I've changed, mother,
yeah.
but in Boston accent. I've changed, I have.
That's British.
It's the only accent I can do it as
the
it is.
The only thing about Boston accents is the O's, the A's.
Okay.
And the ending R's.
Okay.
Like project, uh-huh. you'd say the R. But like ka, you would not say the R.
Okay.
It was really weird.
What would a pirate from Boston say?
Ah.
What would he say at the doctor?
Open
your mouth, yeah.
Same noise.
Play that clip of Kay for Colby. It's in her Discord. Colby doesn't know who Kay is, dude. Where's Discord?
I know who Kay is.
Who is she?
She's been in your chat for like a year.
Oh, yeah, but you don't know who she is.
I've seen her in your chat. She's typically not here. Sometimes she's here.
J-Bar, do you know what channel it's in? I haven't been in her Discord since August.
Jesus.
I'm gonna guess it's in Team K. Nope.
Play the clip.
K Android.
It's so big and strange.
I do not remember the strange part.
And strange.
That I'm gonna here. I'll download that and keep it as a sub sound.
So big and strange.
What's the other one that I was supposed to keep as a sub sound that he put in of me? I forgot that happened.
It's a great question. I totally know the answer because I watch your show all the time.
No, you don't.
I do.
No, you don't.
All the time.
No, you don't.
Why do you play this?
It's a good song, dude.
Why is this on your iPad?
It's a jam, dude. As long as I'm with you, it really don't matter. Climb up in my lap and drive if you want to. Girl, you know you got me to hold on to. We can go to town, but baby, if you'd rather, I'll take you. I found it. Right on my big. You just can't hear it over Jason Aldean.
Oh, that's so small.
I talk over this on my stream. For the train, dude. It's out of phase, but there's no left channel. Maybe it hasn't started yet.
I hear everything. What are you talking about?
Oh, that's fine. Yeah, that's for when the hype train goes on my channel, man. That's what he got.
Oh, that's fucking
great.
Yeah,
you like that?
Yeah, man. You making dumb sounds.
I'm the son of a third generation farmer.
This is on you. You brought this to the show.
I've been married 10 years to the farmer's daughter.
I went to a country concert on Friday.
Driver, hogging up the road on my plower. Chugga-lugga-lugging 5 miles an hour.
It was great.
Do you know the music video for this was filmed at Douglas and Broadway?
What?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I've shown you this.
No, it isn't.
International Harvester by Craig Morgan. Official music video. There's the International Harvester. It's a combine. For those of you who are unaware, International's a brand.
Is this a Wichita artist?
No. He's national. It's a very famous song.
So he's just in Wichita filming a fucking show?
I mean, if you're going to sing about combining, shouldn't you be here?
No. Should be anywhere else.
That is not what a combine sounds like.
I'm a third generation farmer. I've been married 10 years to the farmer's daughter.
There she is.
I'm a God-fearing, hard-working combine driver, hogging up the road on my plower, chugga-lugga-lugging 5 miles an hour.
This man should not be a country artist.
Like, they shut down our streets for this, dude, at one point.
3 miles of cars laying on their horn.
Why?
Dude, I don't know.
I'm falling on deaf.
Like, he must have literally drove through our town and like, this is it. This is where we shoot the video.
Or is this the only place that said yes?
Of late to work.
I mean, that had Kansas license plate on it, man.
Yeah, that's the Orpheum. Wow.
You think it's possible that my whole life's a lie and this guy may be local?
I don't know.
No, he's from Tennessee. Yeah, he's a Tennessee dude.
What the fuck is he doing in Wichita?
He's a veteran of the United States Army. Began his music career in 2000. So, blah, 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 blah.
Good time
yeah,
to
little
get
bit
out
of
the
life,
army.
Dude. That's a huge song. Remember that? A little bit of life?
No. You know how much country I listen to?
International Harvester, right here, man.
Very little.
recorded by American country music singer Craig Morgan, released in September 2007. The music video for International Harvest was filmed in Wichita, Kansas during the Wichita River Festival.
Oh, gross.
It was directed by Dallas Henry. They had scouted various cities and chose Wichita, specifically the main intersection of Broadway and First, with a focus on the Orpheum Theater. To produce this video, they hired 10 people locally and 25 actors from a local talent agency to assist production. A Case IH-1460 Combine was used in production of the music video.
God. I hate Wichita.
It reached number 10 on the U.S. Hot Country Billboard Songs, number 58 in the chart for country overall. Hot 100, it reached 67. It made a lot of money, dude. There you go.
That's gross.
If he went to the Army, when did he have time to farm? Dude, he drove a combine in
the
Army.
Do you ever just think, like, if we just took the time and made some country songs, we could be famous?
No.
Like, that's the key to fame in this area of the country.
Well, I'll tell you about country. I'll tell you this right now. Country music is one of the only forms of music that's still actually viable.
What do you mean?
Like, in a non-YouTube fashion. Like, all the music today is popular because of YouTube and the marketing machine.
Okay.
All right? It's like how Billie Eilish is in my playlist for a country music Apple Music playlist. She's in my playlist for an alternative music playlist. She's in my playlist for a rock music playlist. Billie Eilish, all three of them. Because they're giving money. Okay? Country music, and especially country music radio, is the only bastion of actual radio still left.
I can I can see that.
Also,
I'm saying, how hard is it, really? Try to fucking country song.
To do that, it's not hard at all. To write good music, I think there's country music that's good. That, I think, is just as hard as writing any good song. Write that? Not hard.
She thinks my tractor's sexy. It really turns her on. She's always staring at me while I'm chugging along.
You see a catchy fucking tune, man. The lyrics don't fucking matter just as long as the country.
She's even kind of crazy about my farmer's tan. She's the only one who really understands what gets me. My tractor sexy.
Can you stop?
I was hauling hay, I was feeding up.
Why is this on your iPad?
The sun had me sweating like a dog.
You like these? Or do you play these ironically? I don't know.
Did you hear him say crick, dude? You know how often you hear the word
crick? I like going down by the crick.
Cooled off in the crick, dude.
I don't really know if Boston people say crick.
I have these songs for two reasons. One, when I play Farming Simulator, I play them when I'm farming. And then, whenever I needed to farm in a video game for XP or loot or anything, I got farming music now.
That
was kind of funny. It's like most of the jokes on this and in my stream, they're all super deep inside jokes that turn away new viewers and listeners.
That works.
That's my type of humor, so.
You want to play foosball?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Does it require setup?
What's up, y'all? I'm Luke Bryan, wishing you a very happy Halloween.
Boo.
Female country singers, I will give a pass to.
Oh, really?
They're good singers.
You talking?
And so are country. No, country singers are great because they're typically they're typically not auto-tuned at all. Like, it's just them.
Yeah, there's some country singers that I like.
Like, they're very good singers.
Yeah,
but the music that comes out of what they create,
I don't think gender has anything to do with it.
Just not a big fan of.
I think you're either good or bad. I don't think genre matters.
I can stand women country more than men country.
Why?
I don't know. Woman's voice singing this type of shit is better to me than a man's.
There's something complex happening right now.
I know, I don't get it.
It's not okay.
I don't really understand it.
I don't know if it's bad for you or bad for
others,
but...
Nothing's bad, man. What's wrong?
What do you mean nothing's bad?
Nothing's bad.
What do you mean, dude?
Welcome to the fun!
That's bad. Stop. Stop it. Play your fucking trailers.
Okay.
For the love of God. No!
God damn
it.
Stop it!
It's going over here. Is that the first gen iPad?
I think it's a gen 2.
I can't believe that still works.
That's literally all I do on it, is that.
Jesus.
Oh, God. Wow. Gage, there are some country songs I like, all right? Actually, I like quite a bit of country songs, but I don't... The problem is like, there's a lot of country music.
God damn it, I did it. I fucked it up.
Just how, like, there's a lot of, like, rock. You know, there's a lot of things that aren't rock, but they're qualified as rock. There's a lot of things that are country, but aren't really country, but what else do you call them, you know?
Yeah.
So that's, you know, a lot
that
of
makes
that.
Sense.
There's a lot of that that I like.
Trailers.
International Harvester's a jam, dude.
No, it's not.
Chugging 5 miles an hour. I've got lots of
power. Okay. I always thought he said power, but no, it's plower.
He's on his plower, dude. Jesus. I'm fairly certain plower is not even a thing, by the way.
I don't think that is.
Okay, so I've never seen this.
Natasha, my sister.
Full screen, what are you doing? Time,
what brings you home?
I'm on the run. I was trying to do something good.
So this is after Civil War?
Yeah.
You're fooling yourself. We are still both train killers. We have unfinished business. Who's we?
Okay, so he does have superhero.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
Yeah, for sure.
Still fits, hmm? Family. Back together again.
You got fat.
Smelling water, Wayne.
There's a new world of widows. New enemies. I'm done running from my past. That guy,
dude, that's pretty sweet.
So,
dude.
No, hold on. Taskmaster is definitely gonna kill Harbaugh. What's his name?
No,
what's his name?
The guy from Stranger Things.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, him.
He's definitely gonna kill him.
No,
yeah,
no.
In that face down scene when they're facing down each other, he's gonna kill him.
No,
yeah,
dude, he looked so badass.
Who?
The Taskmaster.
Like people, they both flipped
at the exact time. Yeah, remember Ron Goblin, rest in peace? Like, that looks great.
That looked like him in the game that's coming out, and that's apparently what he looks like in the comics.
You know, I believe Ron Goblin deleted his Twitch account so he wouldn't have to show his face in here to say that he was wrong and apologize to me for how badass that looks.
I'm not excited.
I mean, honestly, I'm not that excited either. Okay. I'm not excited in the same way. Like, that's the only movie I want to see this year.
This year?
What else is there? Oh, wait, dude.
I want to see 1917. Really bad.
That's last year's.
Technically, yes, it is. But I think I'm going to go see that this weekend. I want to see The Gentlemen.
That's just because you're obsessed with Charlie Hunnam.
I am.
Yep.
There's another movie coming out. In January. I forget what the fuck it is, but it's supposed to be... It's bigger. I can't remember.
Must be good.
It's not good.
Just saying. There's nothing to look forward to anymore.
Eternals is coming out,
hey, did
out,
you
right?
watch the Witcher series?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
It was great.
Okay.
Well. Started off really strong.
Okay.
And kind of faded as the episodes went on.
You don't think it got better about the end? It took me like 4 episodes to figure out it wasn't happening at the same time.
Same.
Yeah.
I figured it out the first watch through.
I did too.
Yeah. When I saw the little children.
Yeah.
The brother and sister.
Yeah.
That's when I figured it out.
I figured it out when they went to the dance. And I'm like, wait a second. This is not right. Mm-hmm. And then it kind of clicked for me that, you know, Yennefer's like 200 years old or whatever. Mm-hmm. So it kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's...
I liked Yennefer.
Yennefer's great, dude, especially some points.
She was kind of just like a annoying little complaining
kind of who she is.
Person.
Dude, just...
Boobs?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
They're great.
Yeah. I just started Jack Ryan on Amazon.
I watched the first season.
There's boobs in that.
Barely.
There's more boobs in the second. I've already seen two sets.
I need to go watch the second one immediately then. Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah, what about Henry Cavill? Best Geralt of all time.
Best Geralt of all fucking time,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
That was my only complaint, was there was not enough of him.
Yeah. Well, I think there will be going forward.
I think
like,
so,
honestly,
too.
Honestly, my entire critique of the first season was literally, I like the main cast. I think Ciri's really good. I don't care too much about her plot line up to this point. But
for
I like her.
But no. My thought was, like, if I'm comparing this to Game of Thrones first season, this blows it out of the fucking water.
Well, it's weird because it's... I think that's the power of Netflix, is that they knew they were going to get a bingeable series.
Yeah.
And they knew they were going to have a second season. I feel like they made an 8-hour-long episode. Like, that's how it feels to me.
Right.
Because it's like they just said, look, it's not going to make sense, and it may be slow, and Geralt may be doing stuff for no reason at some point, but the whole reason we're doing that is to set up the world and the characters over these 8 episodes,
agreed.
And then in season 2, it's going to be like a normal TV show.
I heard they have it planned to season 7.
Dude, I hope so, dude.
They have it planned to season 7, but they also... It can go further than that.
Colby and I aren't depraved enough to feel anything. Or, sorry, we're too depraved to feel anything while looking at a celebrity, besides just simple excitement.
What?
You don't whack it to naked pictures of celebrities, do you?
No.
No, it's not exciting enough.
No.
No. Will Geralt play Gwent in the TV show? I hope so, dude. I hope so.
Definitely.
I hope so, dude. He's such a good Geralt.
He really is.
The guy who plays Dandelion, Yaskier, he's great. He's great.
Who?
Toss a coin to your Witcher, dude.
Oh, yeah,
he's great.
Agreed. Any scene with Geralt in it, I loved.
Yeah.
Any scene with Yennefer, I was like, eh.
It depended on what she was doing.
I just didn't like the last episode much. Geralt didn't do shit.
He was in a cart dying, man.
Yeah, he didn't do shit. It was all about her. He was
fighting Neckers, dude. Did you see all the Neckers, though, man?
I did.
Dude, that was so awesome. He, like, took his thing. He's like, boom. He's, like, drinking it down, and then the Neckers cracking. I would like to take a bite out of Henry Cavill, too.
I thought the last episode was just... It wasn't properly set up, would be the way to describe it. Like, if you think Helm's Deep, like, you know... Where the orcs are, where the good guys are, and what they're trying to protect the orcs from getting to, you know? You know, the layout of the battle.
I do agree with you.
I was very confused about that.
Yes.
Especially, I watched it twice. I watched the whole season twice. And the first time, I had no idea what was happening. I saw the big old bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought they were guarding the keep. And the bridge was in front of that.
Then the
people were coming
over. Do you understand
the
geography of the land at all?
A little bit.
Like,
we looked up a little bit.
Okay, yeah, I was going to ask. Because honestly, like, I know the continent.
Yeah.
Like, and so, like, Chris had questions. Like, I would explain it to her. Like, actually, that's where I figured out it was happening out of time.
Mm-hmm.
Because when Geralt was in Temeria.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait a second. Nilfgaard's here. They shouldn't be here if this is happening at the same time that the sacking of Sentra is happening, because geographically that doesn't make sense. So, like, that's when I started to figure it out. But you don't know anything, really, because you never played the games, you never read the books.
No.
Like, I know a path. Like, the games technically take place after the books.
Okay.
Like, they're not canon, clearly.
Really?
Well, I mean, not really. Like, they are, because it's a fandom that exists in
all
the books.
All the games take place after the books?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Well,
so wait.
Kind of.
Just explain this one bit to me.
They kind of
so
take
are
place
we
after
not
the books.
Gonna,
because they don't really.
It might
really.
Be a spoiler for future Witcher season, so if you don't want to listen,
exist.
Mute.
Okay, go ahead.
Is Ciri going to be a fucking badass in the show or not?
I would assume yes.
Yes?
I would assume yes.
Because I know she was a badass in Witcher 3.
Yes. Yes.
Because I played it well, first, like,
okay.
20 minutes
Let me
of that.
Tell you a spoiler that's not really a spoiler.
Tell me anything.
But it kind of spoiled it, but didn't really. I already knew it. So in the games, the whole point of The Witcher 3, I think you made it far enough to know this.
Mm-hmm.
Amir von Imerys, the Emperor of Nilfgaard,
yep.
hires Geralt to find Ciri, his daughter.
Okay.
And so the whole time I'm watching this show, like... That's not the Emperor of Nilfgaard. I'm very confused as to why the games decided to make her the daughter
mm-hmm.
of the Emperor of Nilfgaard.
Okay.
Well, the spoiler is that Hedgehog is the Emperor of Nilfgaard.
How?
I don't know how. But I was literally doing a genealogy.
Nilfgaard was there on the same night.
He becomes the Emperor.
Huh.
Like, apparently he's not really dead. At some point, we're going to discover that. He's going to change his name to Amir von Imerys, the true king of Nilfgaard, the white flame that dances on the grave of his foes. Okay. And he's going to ask for Ciri back.
Gotcha.
So.
Okay.
It's the games are confusing because technically, like, Nilfgaard starts taking over the continent, I believe, in the books. I've never read the books, but I believe they take over. And that's kind of the background of Witcher 2 and 3,
mm-hmm.
but all the stuff that's happened to Geralt, like all of the adventures, have already happened to Geralt in the game. So, like, it's kind of after, okay. but not really. So, like, the world is kind of book-based.
Mm-hmm.
The characters are kind of post-book.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Where is the Wild Hunt a big deal?
They are in the book, in the games.
In the games.
Yeah.
Okay. Are they in the books? Do you know?
I assume yes.
Okay.
I mean, and they chase down Ciri in the games. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the whole point. It's like chasing down Ciri because she's got all that elf power or whatever.
Elder blood.
Yeah, I don't really know what it means, but maybe they'll
okay.
explain it.
So if you don't know what it means,
yeah.
it's fine that I don't know. Britt was asking me, like, what is this elder blood?
And yeah, I'm sure the books explain it. But the games don't really explain it.
Okay.
It just gives you powers. That's about all I know about it.
Gotcha.
I'm not deep into that type of lore. I'm yeah. deep into Geralt's butt cheeks. That's about the only
all
thing I really
know.
Yes.
Is the it's the first battle in the first episode.
Yeah.
It was fucking great.
What about
great.
That sword fight, man?
It was fucking great. It was goddamn great.
Yeah.
Penella, I don't want to like lump
you
in with Penella.
Did you know he's starting a Witcher series, by the way?
What does that mean?
You don't know this, do you?
No, I don't. No, I'm assuming... No, he watched The Witcher and is now fully engulfed in it. I don't doubt that at all.
Let me tell you how I experienced it.
Okay.
I peruse his podcast because I like to stay up with what's happening in his life. Okay?
And that's just him, right?
Yes, yes. Okay. The couple's gaming is happening separately, okay?
Oh, okay.
So one of his podcasts was titled, I'm Starting a Web Series.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went and watched it, and he literally starts, it's an hour-long episode, he literally starts the first 2 minutes, he's like, I'm not going to talk about the web series till the end, because I got other stuff to talk about, so I fast-forwarded to the end. And I landed on him being like, so it's a guy who wanders around the earth, and he's hired to take care of monsters. But he's not really a monster hunter, it's really about saving people from other people. And me and Chris, I look at her, I'm like, so he's making The Witcher... And, like, in his video, he's like, it's kind of like The Witcher, but it's a little different.
It is a little different.
And then 2 days later, when I get back on YouTube again and I look for more of his videos, he had changed the title of his podcast from I'm Starting a Web Series to I'm Creating a Witcher Miniseries. So he just fully embraced it.
Oh, okay. Well, that's better.
And that's the last time I
saw it. Because the... It might have... Maybe not the last time I saw him, but the time right before that. It might have been New Year's Eve. We were at a bar,
uh-huh.
and we went out and smoked cigars, and he handed me his phone with a script
uh-huh.
written out.
Uh-huh.
And I read it,
uh-huh.
which was long. It took me like fucking 10 minutes to read this shit.
Okay, so it was fully fleshed out?
It was, yeah, a little bit.
It was written like a short story, I'm guessing.
It was a good, like, 10-minute short film on YouTube.
Okay,
for sure. And,
And he means good as in length. It was a good 10 minutes, not as in it was a good short film.
Definitely not.
Okay, just want to clarify
it
for the audience.
It was very just Witcher copied.
Yes.
And then he had, like two or three ideas where he was like, oh, what if we do this? And then trailed off into his own world. But the rest of it was The Witcher.
Okay. Yeah. You going to help him make it?
No.
Come on, man.
Absolutely not.
Come on, man.
I don't have the time.
You need a big project like
that. I don't. I would rather cut my balls off. I would rather die.
So is he going to do it? Because he does. Who's he gonna do it with?
Dude, I don't know.
I like Pinella.
Yeah. Oh, no.
You like Pinella.
Yeah.
I want to ask this question. Because I can't ask him. It's too mean. Mm-hmm. Maybe you'll know the answer. Who does he know?
Dude, I don't know. You remember how he was like the whole Printful thing? He was like,
yeah.
I'm done with Printful.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do it local.
Uh huh.
Can I do it? He asked me.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck no, I can't
right.
do that.
It's a lot of work.
He found a place
okay.
that's literally fucking like 2 minutes
okay.
to our west right now.
Okay.
It's in the same strip mall over there.
Okay.
That does screen printing. Screen print. Not
okay.
not DGG.
Okay.
And not heat transfers. Not vinyl.
Okay, the one-off
screen
print.
Screen printing for cheap as shit. And he's getting his shirts printed there now.
Okay.
He buys the shirts off Amazon because apparently the Amazon Basics t-shirts fit perfectly, according to him. Their size doesn't change at all. And he gets them screen printed locally there.
Okay.
For cheap. Screen printed!
Right.
It blew my fucking mind.
Have you seen one?
I have not.
Okay.
I have not. Dude, it's definitely just a fucking digital printing. No one is printing screens for a one shirt. No one. Just so sick of him telling me shit. I think our audience is sick of hearing about him.
I mean, I don't care.
I don't either, but it's just like,
so I don't know who he's selling shirts
to. I wish you could know this person so you can know our pain.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the problem I have when I talk about Matthew.
You still talk about Matthew? How's he doing? How's his kid?
This is, you know, there's not a single t-shirt order in there. I mean, it's possible there's some side hustle.
Oh, it's definitely possible that he's printing his own shirts and then wearing them.
Britt said, yes, we are. Tired of hearing about him. She sees him constantly.
Babe, get out of here.
Leave.
Enjoy your mother's company and just leave us alone.
What were we about to talk about?
Fuck.
Matthew.
Yes.
Well, he's got another baby coming in like 3 months. That's about all I know. I mean, same old, same old. Once you reach a certain
age... 3 months?
Like, nothing really changed. I do have some new videos I can show you. I have a video of Galen decapitating a Toyota, and I have a video of him tying ribbon around old wispy hair.
That's Jared.
Yeah.
No, I'm good. I'm good on both of those.
I mean, you can imagine what they look like. It's red mm-hmm. ribbon, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Why do they have red ribbon in their house?
Christmas stuff?
Sure. Let's go with that.
Let's watch this fucking Morbius trailer.
Okay, man. Let's
I'm
watch
very
it.
Curious as to what the fuck this is.
Michael, I've known you since you were a child.
Is this Chernobyl guy?
I don't know.
You have a gift.
Yeah, it sounds like him.
You always have.
Yep. Jared Harris. Dude. And if Jared
there's
Leto.
There's an answer to the disease. You'll find it.
I just can't wait for him to start singing The Kill, man.
I should have died years ago. Why am I still here if not to fix this? I
have a rare blood disease, and I'm running out of time.
Can Jared Leto eat a sandwich?
This could be my last chance.
You're up to something. What is it?
So is this Sony?
That's
yeah.
Not exactly.
It is?
People. Yes. This is not Marvel Studios. This is Venom.
I want to see you get hurt more than you already have.
This would be a cure.
He's Batman now.
At what cost?
I just know he's a vampire.
Oh, he is?
Yeah. He's the first Marvel vampire is what I saw.
Okay.
What's happening?
I went from dying to feeling more alive than ever. Increased strength and speed.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Echolocation. And an overpowering urge to consume blood. How far are
it
we?
It looks like
to go?
Sony, though.
There was a picture of Spider-Man.
Yeah,
you see that?
So I think that's broken. Until the remedy.
I want to see if Pascal Pictures is the producer.
Is worse than the disease.
Can you go back to that Spider-Man picture?
Yes, I can. I don't think it's over yet, though.
Michael Morbius. Got tired of doing the whole good guy thing, huh?
What's up, Doc?
Oh, fuck!
Yeah, so see.
So wait, so Sony and Marvel are connected now?
So this is the price we pay for having Spider-Man in the Avengers.
Yep.
So
yes, it is.
It doesn't. There's no credits. I wonder if Pascal Pictures is in charge of this.
So it says that's murderer Toby suit. On it.
Yeah, that's a Toby suit. Well, yeah, because he killed Mysterio.
Mm-hmm.
So that it's tied in. Yeah,
it is. So technically, this is an MCU film,
well,
bro. It is.
It's going to be connected.
You can't say no because it is.
It's a Spider-Man film.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I would say MCU because we don't really know what Spider-Man looks like in the MCU now.
We do. He got the rights back.
Well, yeah, but he hasn't shown up in anything.
Well, that's because nothing has come out.
Well, yeah, but there also hasn't been any talk about something coming out.
Something will come out.
But it is
he
interesting.
Already, well, you remember Tom Holland in an interview
yes.
gave away the fact that he's doing three of them?
Well, yeah. And there's one scheduled, I think, for next year, yeah. 2021. But it is, I will tell you, seeing the murderer spray painted on that is the first MCU plot progression
yeah.
that we have gotten
in
post
a Sony film.
Yeah. Oh, no, in period.
That, yeah.
Period. Because Black Widow's in the past.
Yep.
Eternals is in space. We're not going to get anything progressing the MCU until a Disney Plus show comes out, WandaVision, which comes out this year. And so that is the first little snippet of, hey, Spider-Man is a murderer. Now that's going to be interesting, dude.
Did you see the, I'm assuming you didn't, but there were apparently some Easter eggs in the post-credit scenes for Spider-Man Homecoming, or
no.
Far From Home.
What were they?
Saying that Fantastic Four is in the works.
Oh, interesting. I mean, of course they are.
There's a sign in the background.
Pascal is not involved with the producing, so I'm skeptical.
Where's Kevin Feige, bro?
He's not there. Well, Pascal is the one who used to work for Sony. And then she got ousted because of the whole email debacle with the North Korea stuff, you know? Remember when North Korea hacked the emails for the interview?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Amy Pascal was ousted because of that. But she's still a smart executive. And she's the one who facilitated Spider-Man getting in the MCU in the first place. She's also the one in charge for Into the Spider-Verse. But so far, she hasn't anything to do with these. So if she's competent, I would say at least. But, yeah, I don't know about everyone else. So I guess we'll wait and see if it's good. But if it is good... I mean, dude, at this point, okay, like... I have to imagine.
That's Tyrese.
Oh, God.
That's Tyrese.
I have to imagine that because they said talks are off, and then apparently Tom Holland drunkenly called Bob Iger and said, I gotta be in the MCU, please. And that's what got Bob Iger to call Sony and say, okay, let's do something.
I didn't know that.
That's apparently what happened.
Okay.
Because Bob Iger picked up the phone and called, I've gotta imagine that they probably figured out, hey, I can have Spider-Man, you can have Michael Keaton. Let's kind of collaborate.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we're going to have your characters in our movies, you're going to want our characters in your movies. Let's try to make each other's movies good.
Right.
And, like, they've got to do that. Because if they're writing murderer in spray paint, it wouldn't make sense for this movie to say Spider-Man's a murderer, and then the next MCU movie for him to, like, no one believes he actually murdered him. Like, it wouldn't make sense. They have to be talking in some fashion.
Oh, yeah.
So
they're definitely not talking about Andrew Garfield.
If this movie comes out,
mm-hmm.
okay,
which it is,
and it's good,
okay,
we could be getting even more
MCU
Marvel shit. Movies.
Yeah.
Because that looked pretty. I mean, Sony's bad at trailers. The trailers for Homecoming and Far
really
From Home
bad.
Are really bad.
Yeah.
Okay, and those are good movies, bad trailers. That looked better than Venom.
It did. There's a Venom 2 coming out.
I know there is. I wonder if it'll be good. Mm. Like, they've got to feel hamstrung by the fact that they couldn't interact with the MCU, right?
Yes.
They would have to. And now that that's not a problem, maybe Venom will be better.
No, because I think it's Venom versus Carnage now.
Well, either way, I mean, if they're doing the Sinister Six...
I don't think it's...
So we got Scorpion
Spider-Man.
At the end of Far From Home.
What the fuck?
We got Spider-Man at the end of Far From Home. Or it's not Spider-Man. We got Scorpion, and we got Vulture, and now we got Vampire, we got Carnage, we got Venom. Who's the sixth? Green Goblin?
Yeah.
And if the MCU introduces Green Goblin, because he's a bigwig... That could be it, right?
Dude, I'm telling you, the building that the fucking Tom Holland flew through at the end of Far From Home has got to be the new
Oscorp. Think so?
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people think that Oscorp is buying the Stark Tower.
Yeah.
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 That'd be cool. I'd be down for that. You want to talk about bad Marvel movies? I have not seen. Have you seen this?
I have not seen
it. I just assume it's bad. Have not seen it. The New Mutants. I can't believe this movie's still coming out.
What's the last thing you remember, Daddy?
They have it made. They're like, might as well make some money then lose the whole thing.
You said we had to run. The reason you survived...
It's gotta be expensive, right?
It's because you're a very uncommon girl. You're not alone. Not anymore. Do you know what mutants are? Would anyone like to share their first time? Rain?
I was 13.
Oh my god, that's Arya Stark.
Yeah.
I just lost control.
Sam?
I started panicking. People got hurt.
That's the guy from Stranger Things.
Roberto?
That's Roberto.
I burned her.
How did he burn his girlfriend when she's in the water?
I killed 18 men. One by one.
Oh, that's pretty soon.
This isn't a hospital. It's a cage.
It's important we find out.
This is one of those, like, how to make a trailer.
Wow.
With the fucking hips.
Yeah, with the pop
song.
Yeah.
I don't think she wanted me to see.
So is this a horror movie?
It's supposed to be scarier, I heard.
We're here to get better.
I mean, that looks pretty horrifying.
Takes your greatest fear and makes you live through it until it kills you.
What does? Who does? What's happening? What's the plot?
He's there. We can get out of this together.
Why are they new? are there old mutants?
God, that's such a bad trailer.
How are they not? Dude, I don't know what's happening. I don't know what I'm looking at.
I love you, but I gotta pee again.
Dude, it's all right, man. Go pee. It's fine.
I just have to pee, man.
It's fine, man. Show's almost over,
no
dude.
No one's even here.
What do you mean no one's here? They're just enjoying the show. Chad, don't say anything. All right, just don't say anything. I know you're here, okay? Acid, why'd you ruin it, okay? Look, J-Bar, you're both ruining it, okay? Now he's going to think you're here. I like it when Colby thinks he's alone. He says weird stuff, okay? I was eating Oreos at J-Bar. Have you had the caramel coconut Oreo that tastes like the Girl Scout cookies? Because they are... They're so good. All right. They're great. Try them out. Did I say what did you mean? I don't even think I said it. Anson, I just think you said I said it, and I didn't actually say it. Yeah, Samoa Oreos. That's exactly what they are. Yes. We don't call them Samoas here. We call them Caramel Delights. And I never know what to call them, because I don't know what states call them Caramel Delights. But I know most states call them Samoas. But, like, Rachel lives in Arkansas, or not. Rachel lives in New Mexico, which is two states away. She calls them Samoas. You live in Arkansas, two states away. You call them Samoas. So who calls them Caramel Delights, and why does Kansas do it? Hey, man, what's up? That was fast.
Was it?
It was.
Felt long.
Bet it did. How long was it?
Like 2 inches.
Okay, you got any thoughts about that trailer?
That's weird, man.
I don't know what it is.
It just looks like a re-edit.
What?
Get out!
What do you mean we weren't online? God, I hope that's true. Can we just end?
Got any more trailers?
She can't come in here, J-Bar. She's fully nude. Yeah, I got one
my
more.
Baby!
That I kind of want to watch. But I also don't.
Oh, yeah. Let's do it, man.
Speaking of bad comic book movies, right?
Can I help you?
Why, yes. Yes, you can. I'm here to report a terrible crime.
All right. That's enough. Who wrote this?
Dude, I watched Bombshell.
Uh-huh.
Good movie.
She
was great in Bombshell.
I've heard
like,
that.
She should have been nominated for Bombshell, and definitely not Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
That's a movie about Roger Ailes, right?
Yes.
It's literally the loudest voice is also about that.
Really?
And I feel like there's just some conspiracy.
It's the loudest voice.
It's the one with Russell Crowe. It's a miniseries on Showtime.
Oh, yeah.
I watched it before our site went away.
Is he Roger Ailes?
Yes. And Naomi Watts plays the lady that What's-Her-Face plays.
Her?
Harley Quinn, yeah.
Hmm.
Whatever. Let's power through, dude.
And what terrible crime is that?
This one. Ah, shit. I told this all wrong. Quick history lesson. This all started when the Joker and I broke up. It was completely mutual. And soon enough, I was back on my feet. Ready to impose.
So she killed the Joker?
Here's goddess within. It's oh so quiet. Now that I cut ties with Mr. J, I'm about to learn that a lot of people want me dead. All alone. And at the top of that list is this guy.
And so is that Ewan McGregor?
Yes, it's Ewan McGregor.
Turns out that wasn't the only dame in Gotham looking for emancipation. The kid just robbed him. You betrayed him. You killed his BFF.
What?
You are so cool. And you're dumb enough to be building a case against him. So, unless we all want to die very unpleasant death, we're gonna have to work together.
Who's this movie for?
Sure.
People who like Suicide Squad. So my girlfriend.
emo teens? Is that who it's for? Speaking,
probably that.
That makes sense.
Brings the catharsis we hope for.
Yeah.
Are we ready?
You blow up, you.
Oh shit! Is that a hyena in a bathtub?
Britt, keep your opinion to yourself. Guy.
Wait, what's happening? What are you doing?
Oh man! Yeah.
Are we ready?
You blow up,
Black Canary.
What's that mean? Is it different than White Canary?
That is a character in the Arrowverse, sir.
Oh. Okay.
And she's in this movie now. So that's interesting.
Is it?
I mean, a little bit. So they're making... That means Arrow could be in the movie.
I feel like they want women to go see this movie because it's a bunch of kick-ass women, but it's so obviously made by men that... That's not going to work. I feel like they want men to go see it, but I'm so annoyed by all the women in it. Honestly, I'm annoyed by everyone in it that I don't want to go see it. Like, I don't know who it's... I don't know who it's for.
Britt, what are you talking about? Now, of course Arrow won't be in this movie.
Don't argue it. Don't encourage her.
I'm just saying eventually it's possible. Warner Brothers doesn't know what the fuck they're doing with their shit.
No! I'm not going to see that.
I will see it when it comes out on DVD.
I will not.
I will not pay money to go see that.
I will not give them money for that. I can live my whole
life. I'm sad I gave Star Wars money.
If there's not an alligator crawling down into a sewer, I'm not paying money for DC, okay?
I'm actually super glad that you did not pay for a ticket to see Rise of Skywalker.
No, I didn't pay nothing.
I'm so glad.
No.
It doesn't.
In fact, I shared a pirated link with a friend of mine, so actually I stole money. Technically, so...
Dude, the pirated version I watched was great.
I still have not seen...
It had Chinese subtitles, but it was great.
I still... Was there ghosts?
What?
Was there ghosts?
There were not ghosts. There was the one ghost. That was it.
I have not seen Venom. Still. I don't know if
That's
I ever
fine.
Will.
You're fine.
I don't think I'll ever
don't
have
Don't you
to.
Love Tom Hardy, though?
I do. Well, I don't know. Dunkirk kind of ruined it for me.
Tenet, though, man.
I'm going with you.
You got this.
I'm not asking, bruh. I live on the ground. Y'all are just tourists.
Oh my God. That is a million-dollar professionally made Hollywood film.
Yeah, it is.
And they paid a man to crawl around like a frog into a sewer.
Oh, you got a whole lot more videos there, man. What are they?
I don't care.
Just let me know what they are.
They paid a man to crawl. I've got the Oscar nominees.
We'll come back to that.
I've got Guns Akimbo, a new Daniel Radcliffe movie.
I've seen that. It's weird.
I've got First Cow.
I don't know what that is.
It's about a cow. I think it's a kid's movie.
Okay, move on.
Ghostbusters, Afterlife. Never saw the original Ghostbusters.
Is it a full trailer or is it a teaser?
I believe this is the full trailer.
Well, let's watch that.
I've never seen Ghostbusters, so I don't know anything about
this. I haven't either, really.
Well, then why do we care?
I'm just curious.
Okay.
The women one came out, and it was the biggest dud of all time, so I'm curious to see what next. That's the kid from Stranger Things.
We're completely broke. And the only thing that's left in our name... This is creepy old farmhouse our grandfather left us.
Oh, it must be horrible to just have a house!
Why'd you bring me up here?
Are you kidding me?
What is that?
He has a friend! He has a house! He has a family! I hope a ghost ectoplasms up his...
Somehow, a town that isn't anywhere near a tectonic plate, that has no fault lines, no fracking, no loud music...
Is that Paul Rudd?
That's Paul Rudd.
...is shaking on a daily basis.
Table now. Hey, remember that one summer we died under a table?
Huh?
Was that a
I
joke?
I found this in my living room.
Yeah.
Oh. Whoa. Killer replica.
A replica of what?
A ghost trap?
Why would he know that? I don't know that. I'm 32. I don't know that. Why would that 10-year-old know what a ghost trap is?
It's like The Walking Dead. Your dad never mentioned this to you?
It's just my mom.
Oh, are they kids? Like the kids of the people?
My grandfather died.
No, I thought the original cast was in this.
My mom says we're just here to pick through the rubble of his life.
It's too old, acid. I'll pass.
Who are you?
Like this summer?
Yeah, because it's last year.
Call it luck. Call it karma. I believe that everything happens for a reason.
The man likes money, J-Bar. Don't hate.
Come on, darling.
A gunner seat?
So it's it, except with ghosts.
Is that what it is?
That's what it looks like. I thought the original cast was coming back for it. They probably are.
They just keep it a secret. Yeah. Dude, I don't know. I don't like Bill Murray.
Yeah, me neither,
like,
really.
He's too. Like, he's like, I'm Bill Murray. I don't do anything because I'm Bill Murray. It's like, you belong to me now.
Yeah, you haven't been in shit.
Like, when you're famous, You do what your fans want! He's not a king! He's saying opera on TV! Who do you think you are? You're basically a rodeo clown! Do your job, entertain, monkey!
I don't really disagree with most of that.
I hate that, dude! There's so many of those old people who are like, I'm too good for us now. Did you see me in the film with Scarlett Johansson? I can't do the ghost movie no more. I'm Bill Murray. Now I only do art projects. Screw you, Bill Murray.
What else you got there, man?
Who cares? I don't know. What is this? Quiet Place 2?
Nah.
Oh, this is the guy from Rush died. I thought you might be interested in watching this drum solo. You're a drummer, right?
Poor Neil Peart.
Do you care at all about him? Like, is he an idol or anything?
He is fantastic.
What do you mean, J-Bar? What's that supposed to mean? This is how the man warms up. You should get a hat like that, dude.
Skull cap?
Yeah, dude.
Dude, snare solos like that are actually really hard.
Is he really an American treasure? Is he? Is he? Is he?
Bill Murray? No.
How is he an American treasure? Because he was in, like, 10 good movies 40 years ago. He's an American treasure. Also, you know he didn't write those movies!
Sounds like he's playing the Terminator theme. Isn't that it? Bum 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 bum.
I don't know, dude.
Bum 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 bum. That.
Why not, dude?
It is. That's the Terminator theme. I was trying to think of what it was. It's the Terminator.
He's not even looking.
You know your kid enough. I close my eyes when I drum.
Dude, look at his kid, though!
Yeah. It's a little excessive.
That's not a little excessive, dude. That is something else. There's one behind him. When's he gonna play that
There's
one?
There's several behind him, actually.
a snare.
The real trick to all of what was just happening was he was keeping a fucking foot beat that entire time with the...
Well, this is his warm-up. This isn't a show-off session.
That foot, man. Xylophone?
I just love he starts going ham on the xylophone, dude.
Bass, bro.
Yeah, for real, J-Bar. That's insane, man.
Well, the thing about this is, like, it's impressive. I am not denying that fact. But I think this is all improv. Like, he's not remembering something.
No, it's his warm-up, man. Yeah. This is just him riffing.
Yeah. I mean, constantly keeping that tempo is hard.
Well, and after this, he's got to do a whole concert.
Yeah. And... not to mention Rush songs are fucking hard on drums.
Yeah.
They are really hard.
It's kind of because he's the drummer, I would guess. Wait, he just turned.
Like, I went and saw...
Now he's doing a jungle beat.
No, I went and saw a country concert last week, right?
Yeah.
And then there was one spot in the concert where the drummer got a solo section. And it was impressive. It was a good drum solo. But... the rest of the concert was just him doing hi-hat snare, snare, hi-hat snare.
It's two-step,
like,
man, the whole time.
It's very simple. So there's none of this, like, I'm going to show
African
off.
Beat right now. If I heard this recorded, I would assume this is multiple people.
Yeah.
I don't know why we got, like, 1950s dancing happening in the background, but...
there's another xylophone.
No, I think that's the same xylophone.
Or is the camera just reversed?
It was here, and then he rotated, so now it's here.
Oh,
I think
okay.
I think it's the same xylophone.
Gotcha.
Like, he's playing melodies. Like, this just ain't keeping a beat, dude. He could release a whole album of just this. You know, like, okay. Like, I have
And to know all those pieces.
See you later, acid. Feel better, all right? Like. All right, okay, J-Bar. Yeah, I know. The only thing he's going to be entertained now is the dirt. I get it, okay? But, like, I have a very particular setup. Like, my chair has to be in the right place, my camera has to be in the right place, my keyboard has to be in the right place, I can't wear in-ear headphones. I couldn't imagine having that, which is so precise, and you have to move it every day? How?
I don't know.
It's rotating. The whole drum set's rotating.
Keep tempo that long
He doesn't even look
without
winded.
A change up. He does. It's just stupid.
His face doesn't even look phased.
The most winded you get from drumming, I don't think, is your hands, really. It's your feet.
Oh, yeah.
Because you don't... It's not just like you lift the point of your toe and then you slap down. It's your whole leg going right up and down. And, yeah, that's the most taxing.
Now he's got some electronic cymbals in here. Or is he playing along to music?
I think he is. That's stupid. Gong.
Of course he's got a gong at the end of it. Yeah, well... he's dead, so that sucks.
That's impressive.
Yeah, I'll miss him more than Bill Murray, but, you know. Okay, Acid's not here anymore. So would it be petty of me to go and look and see if Bill Murray actually wrote those movies that she said he did?
What did she say he wrote?
I just said he didn't write those things that we all love him for, and she said he did. So I kind of want to look, just to see. Let me look here. Let's see what he's been in, okay? Caddyshack. Let me look. Written by Douglas Kinney, Harold Ramis, Brian Doyle Murray. Okay. Stripes. Written by Lynn Bloom, Harold Ramis, Daniel Goldberg. Okay. Let's see here. Ghostbusters. Written by Dan Aykroyd, Harold Ramis. Okay. Let me see here. Scrooged. It's another one. Right. Written by Mitch Glazer, Michael O'Donoghue. Okay. Ghostbusters 2. Maybe he wrote the sequel. Let's see. Written by Dan Aykroyd and Harold Ramis. Oh, no, guess not. Let's see. What else about him? What about Bob? Remember that movie?
No.
Written by Alan Sargent and Laura Ziskin. Okay, not that one. Groundhog Day. He's very famous for Groundhog Day, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Written by Danny Rubin and Harold Ramis. Oh, turns out not that one either. Let me see here. What else? Okay, now we're starting to get out of his phase where he did
movies.
He's
out. Yeah, that's done.
Yeah, so he didn't write anything.
No.
So, asking...
I feel like there was a
it.
Lot of improv, but yes.
I'm not saying he's not funny.
No.
But you just can't stop being funny. Space Jam? Let me look. Space Jam is on here. I didn't think he had a...
He plays himself.
Yeah. That might be the last thing where he was funny, by the way. Written by Leo Benavetti, Steve Rubnick, Timothy Harris, and Herschel Wellengrad. But, I mean, seriously, like, look at this. After Space Jam, okay, like, Rushmore, that's an indie movie, okay? That's, what's his name? Wes Anderson. Charlie's Angels, he played Bosley. Hamlet. Royal Tenenbaums. Lost in Translation, that's the Scarlett Johansson movie I was talking about. Like, all of a sudden, he just decided he's no longer a comedian, and now he's...
Wait, no, click on The Lost City. What is that?
The Lost City.
Yeah, 2005.
Right here. That.
I feel like that was a fucking Charlie Hunnam movie.
He's not listed in the starring. Nope.
Just keep going through the list. I'm going to look it up.
I mean, look, I just showed you. He's not in it.
Oh, I know, not that movie, but I feel
Charlie Hunnam was
in a movie called
But
the
like,
Lost
at just
City.
Some point, he stopped being funny. You know, like, he's always been funny. But, like, you know, I just... Yeah, Garfield? Yeah, he did Garfield.
Oh, The Lost City of Z.
Different movie altogether.
Different.
I'm just saying. You know, like... If you're a comedian, if you stop, at what point... Okay. If a band came out 30 years ago with an album...
Yes. Rush.
And they never made, and all they did after that was country music.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what if the Beatles stopped after the Beatles ended? Okay? And then they decided to come back, and they made the Jonas Brothers instead. And they just did that for the next 30 years.
I,
would that tarnish their reputation?
Yeah.
That's what Bill Murray did. Yeah. Why isn't it any different?
Dude, the man made a lot of money. Can you say that you wouldn't do the fucking same? If you made a shit ton of money and you were just like, I have so much money I don't know what to do with it, I'm just going to coast from here on out. No?
I mean, I can't speak to when I get old. Maybe he gets old.
Well, I just don't know what he does other than acting.
Here's my point.
He might do
my
other
point
things.
Isn't that he's not funny. My point is that him showing up in a movie nowadays is not that big of a deal. Mm-mm. Like, everyone talks like it's Jesus showing up to be in his movie. When it's just the dude. You do something even remotely significant or impressive, and then you can complain about him. Imagine complaining. Look, you know what I can do that's remotely impressive or significant? imagine not being able to speak.
You a little butt hurt by that comment there, boy?
Listen, she likes Suicide Squad, okay? If I'm impressing her, I'm doing something unimpressive. Okay? Mm-hmm. Anyway, my point is, he's overrated now.
I agree.
You shouldn't be able to coast for 30 years off your past work.
I agree.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm not a big fan of Bill Murray. I don't...
Okay. There's a lot of people that are that way.
Well, no, it's because...
She texted you?
No. It's Pinella. Oh, I texted him back.
Why'd you do it?
Because I'm curious.
Okay, what do you say?
All right.
You got to fill us in now.
So his first text message was, Jesus.
Oh, my God. He sent you like a million things.
He said, listen to Picturesque, which is a band I've been listening to for 3 years.
I can't see the words on Colby's screen, but right now on Colby's screen there is a text message this big in his received, and there is a reply this big. I would just like everyone to know that.
He said, listen to Picturesque.
Piss. Listen to Piss Water.
I've listened to them for 3 years. They do covers, and their originals are super good. Basically a higher tier of that one band, but way better.
Who's that one band?
That's exactly what I said. I said, that one band, question mark. And then he sent me links to songs.
By that band?
I don't know. That's picturesque. God damn it. I cannot say that word.
Oh, I heard it.
That's picturesque.
I heard it.
And this
I heard
is
music.
Picturesque, too. What?
Oh, you can play music in your iMessages?
What? One band. No, I had to open it in Spotify.
Oh. Just new phones are fancy, man.
Yeah, get a new phone.
I need one. It sucks.
You want this one?
What are you going to use?
Nothing. I don't need a phone.
No, I would rather not have a phone than you not have a phone. You're just trying to escape your life. I actually have no need.
You're like, I didn't get the email. I didn't have my phone.
Yeah,
I don't have a phone.
You have a watch, though.
It will become useless.
See, I have like, I see, I can get my text messages on here. Oh, God, Matthew sent me a video.
You can't play the video on your watch, can
you? I don't think I can. Well, I don't know. There's a play button.
You fucking can?
What happens?
Ask that question again.
I can't hear it.
Yeah, April, I don't know what we're talking about. To be totally honest with you, I don't know what we're talking about.
I mean, we can end it.
The show's gone on about 30 minutes too long.
We can end anytime. I need to know what Swim wants to talk to me about.
Oh, yeah. I could just not talk about it, though. Hold it over your head.
But I want to know.
Yeah. You'll never get to know.
But I want to know. He told you to tell me so I can know.
Time to kill it. Actually, we got the video, April. We just couldn't understand what was happening. Why are we just sitting here?
In the show.
Okay.
This is all on your control. I have nothing to do.
All right, bye. I almost did it. I can't bring myself to do it, dude.
Hey, so I won't.
Now I'm Luke Bryan.
I won't be here next Thursday.
Are you serious? Okay. Because we literally at the end of our last show are like, when we come back, we're gonna be here for a long time.
We will.
That was not a confident we will.
Wait,
what? Okay, hold on.
What's the next show?
It's a week from today.
I have nothing to do
that. Stupid question.
Hold on. So that.
Why do you have a dot on every date? You have an event every day?
Yes. It's supposed to be when I work out. It's definitely not. So like right now, what is today? The 13th?
Today's the 16th.
16th.
Yes.
This is a light week. So I should not be going as heavy as I normally do because it's a
and
light week.
Is next week a heavy week?
Next week is a heavy.
And then is it a light week again? And you can't freaking remember that last week I did light?
Absolutely not. No, I cannot remember that. No, I cannot remember that. That was also from like probably May of last year, so.
All right, well, we'll be back next Thursday.
I may not be here February 13th.
Oh, because it's Valentine's?
No, because I'm moving.
Oh.
The 15th is my last day in the current apartment I am in, so I need to be out by then.
Sounds like you need to be out by the 14th, or sounds like you need to be out by the 13th. What's happening? What's happening?
Britt said, our last night, period. Also, Seth just banned me. Tell him to stop being butthurt.
I've already unbanned her.
Our last night. What is?
She's answering a question
that Pinella
about Pinella about that one band that she could have answered in chat because she was only banned for about 15 seconds.
It doesn't make any sense.
Can we end? For the love of God! Everyone's already said goodbye.
No. I think I'm gonna scroll my emails for a while and see what's up. Are you good? You good?
I hate everything about who you choose to be. Got him. She turned it on. I got him, chat!
I didn't turn shit.
Alright, I'm getting out of here. Alright, we'll be back next Thursday, okay? 8 p.m. Eastern time. Okay, we'll see you then. Or we won't. I don't really care.
We will!
I do care desperately.
We'll
please
be
watch.
Here.
I love you. Zor.
Next week.
J-Bar. Menace,
we're
April,
back to our normal
Xbox.
Thing. We'll be here.
Okay. Even Brit. All right. Thanks for watching. We'll see you all on next
bye,
Thursday.
Yo.
All right. Bye-bye, everybody. Bye-bye.